We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
I'm like a dog in heat.
Who likes to masturbate?
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne.
Tell me about your breasts.
I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
Yeah.
And also, let's not forget, dude, that keeping wildlife, an amphibious rodent for, domestic, within the city, that ain't legal either.
What are you, a f***ing park ranger now?
No, I'm just trying to...
Who gives a shit about f***ing Marmot?
I just flew in. I'm recording an album. It's called Terry South Bitch Live.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes, boy.
That is good news.
Children today are living the childhood I dreamt of. They want to hear a song, touch, they stream it, they've got it, now, bang, instantly. They don't know the pain of LimeWire. Yeah. Start downloading a song, go to school, come back, hope that it had finished. That download bar messing with you, 4 minutes left, 9 hours and 28 minutes left, 30 seconds left, 52 hours and 38 minutes left. Just tell me the truth. This is before downloading music was legal. You could go to jail.
What are you in here for? Murder. You? Possession of heroin. You? Downloading Limp Bizkit, rolling.
This was a time, not only did you have to hope that the song you were downloading would eventually complete downloading, you had to hope that that song was the song you intended on downloading. Imagine that now, on iTunes, the latest Ed Sheeran single. Click on it to get a video of a horse f***ing on a man. We don't appreciate when something's finished downloading anymore. We don't. We take it for granted. We see that buffering now. We're like, come on, hurry up. I've got nothing to do soon. I remember the first time I downloaded a film. Took a week. Because my mum needed to use the phone. We downloaded X-Men 2. After 7 days, complete. Please, please. Please be X-Men 2, please. Please. 20th Century Fox fades. X-Men 2 comes up. We've done it. We're not taking it for granted. We're actually hugging. Yes! We've done it! This is the future! We look at the screen. Wolverine turns around. Ching! This guy does want to do something to come in there, yeah? Because the machine is not there. Magneto.
I got to give credit to that dude, man. That was funny. Sean Walsh. I never heard of that guy.
The good old days.
Good morning, everybody.
I thought that was Eric Idle for most of that, because I was only half listening.
All right. That's funny, though. Man, the old days of downloading things on Napster and stuff.
So true.
You'd set the table overnight, so like you'd get your cue ready, and then before bed you'd get it all going, so that you wake up in the morning and your mixtape would be ready.
Yeah.
I downloaded a ton of porn.
Well, duh.
Which there's a story, Hawk, that I set to the side of you that I think you will enjoy. You don't need to read it on the air, but it's something for you. And why you may never want to be a Kansas City Royals fan again.
This place is a prison.
Right. Right.
Why are they taking a stand against porn?
Yeah, they're cleaning it up in Kansas City.
Why?
And, of course, legislators in Florida think that it's a public health emergency. Pornography.
Yeah, it certainly is.
All right, that was the best. The week after the Parkland shooting, it was, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? Well, look, we need to cut back on porn. All right, you guys are on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Why? They said it was related?
That's just public health emergency. That just seemed to be the thing that they cared about the most that week. Yeah, it's just a weird thing to take a stand on the week after that happens.
That is weird.
That seems odd.
How about priorities?
Right.
And how about Sauce is going to watch porn no matter what the law is.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
a rebel.
In fact, he's going to watch more.
I will guarantee, 50% of us watched porn yesterday.
In this room?
In these two rooms, yeah.
I know 50% of us did in this room.
I know 50% of us did in this room. Right. I don't have a public health problem. Well, maybe not.
I watched a film yesterday.
What'd you watch?
Peter Rabbit. I had a very interesting moment. No, sounds like it, though.
It could be.
The little one wanted to see Peter Rabbit, right? Because she saw some trailer and she thought it looked funny. So the four of us go to Peter Rabbit, 5 o'clock. Only ones in the theater. Nothing wrong with that, right? And I hadn't heard anything about this movie. I'm like, this is going to be a disaster. And it mostly was. It actually made me laugh 3 or 4 times. There's this rooster that's hilarious. I'm going to definitely get the sound bites from that rooster at some point. But I had a weird moment. About an hour in, I said, this movie needs to wrap it up, right? Like, all right, this is too long. The little one was getting pretty bored. She was starting to walk the aisles, which I didn't care because we were the only four in the theater. So we are in the back row, and I start scrolling through Twitter, right? Because what's the difference? There's nobody else in the theater. I'm not ruining anybody else's experience. Plus, I'm in the back row in an empty theater. Been on Twitter for 5 or 10 minutes just waiting for this movie to wrap up. And I didn't see him walking up the stairs, but a theater employee, please get off your phone!
Whoa!
And I was like, whoa. And then first, it took me a second of, whoa, to realize it wasn't, hey, you're ruining everybody else's experience. It's, are you bootlegging Peter Rabbit? Right, that must have been what it was, correct? He must have just been, get off your phone. Are you just sitting in the back taping this?
Huh.
Because there's no way anybody complained no one was in there.
Right.
He was you're right. Very I bet that's it. Blunt. Yeah. It was, get off your phone. I was like, okay, sir, sorry.
Is there a market for Peter Rabbit?
Well, that was what I said to Angie after the guy left. I go, does he really think I'm bootlegging Peter Rabbit on an iPhone? Is that what people do? Do bootleggers really go in with an iPhone and go, I gotta get Peter Rabbit from the back row on an iPhone?
Hmm.
I'm sure it's just policy. The guy's just doing his job.
I wonder how he...
I was bored out of my mind.
Was he just popping in to like check that theater at that moment? Or did they have like a camera?
No, that guy definitely had a purpose because he was popping in and popping out.
Oh, for sure. But you saw him come in and come out?
Oh, that was it. He was there specifically just to get me off my phone. So he either somehow saw it on camera.
Were they tipped off by a camera? Yeah, that's what
I'm wondering. Probably. Or just, I don't know, maybe looking through the window, he saw my light.
Sure.
I don't know. Either
maybe
way,
that theater has a problem with that.
Well, if you ever go to any of the movie screenings that we do for the station, they make you turn your phone off. Sometimes they take it away, and they have like night vision goggle people sitting down at the front just kind of watching the crowd.
That's terrifying.
They take it seriously.
It's kind of hot, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Is Tommy Olsen not here today or what?
You didn't hear?
No, what happened to him?
He died.
It seems to me that he was going to be gone today.
I liked him.
He
seemed
okay.
Nice.
I don't know, the days go by so quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow with Corey.
I know, good luck, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Now, remember how Hawkey says whenever I leave, that whole bit?
That I'm supposed to text Chris about what time you left the show and why
you said
you were leaving?
But Hawkey knows this. If I'm gone at some point tomorrow, don't come looking for me.
Yeah, no, let him go. I'm not saying. Yeah. I just need to know that he's gone.
Right.
I don't know. I think there's no way he goes 2 days in a row.
I will go 2 days in a row.
3 hours plus both nights?
Yeah.
No way. He's going to have a headache.
No.
Yeah, you get headaches.
He's going to have the biggest contact high of his life.
Right. I'm going to breathe that air in so heavily.
No, that's what I'm talking about, though. He's going to be like, it's too much, dude. I've
never said there's too much marijuana smoke.
Well, this is how competitive Sauce and I are, right? Because obviously he's a diehard Dave Matthews fan. I'm a diehard 311 fan. We were arguing yesterday off air about whose fans smoke more weed at the concerts. And I've never been to a Dave show. He's never been to a 311 show. So both of us are only going into it with 50% knowledge. But Chris, you can back me up a little bit. And AJ, too. I can't believe that a band can smoke more... A band's fan base can smoke more weed than 311.
Yeah, or the band.
Or the band, but it's a wall of weed.
Yeah.
And you walk right through it even to get into the building when it's a 311 show.
This isn't a shot at your band. But
can't wait to hear the rest of this
sentence.
But if
the Dave Matthews Band played the venues the 311 played, it would be a literal wall of marijuana smoke.
Yeah, they just
that's what I'm saying. Huge.
Right. I'm saying if you put 311 at the Target Center, you're still going to gag on the wall of weed. It doesn't matter where you go.
Yes, yeah, we'll see. Same with, but then you have to go to a Dave concert with me.
Uh-oh. Do I have to?
Wait, this wasn't part of the deal, was it?
Well, Dave's great. Hockey stood on stage with him.
I did. Lucky. Long time ago.
I think I probably would like Dave in an outdoor setting.
Yeah.
Get hammered and just walk around like an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like that band in the setting you're going to watch my band in, which is just a theater where you're watching the band. I'd like to get hammered and walk around and listen to Dave.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to be hammered listening to 311.
Sure, that works.
Yeah, man.
They're the Beatles of rap rock, for God's sakes.
They are.
The Beatles of rap rock.
John Oliver.
No, I forgot about that.
Is he going to say it?
311, okay, the Beatles of rap rock.
100% correct.
Anything happened yesterday after we left the show?
Well, I mean, the Seahawks are done playing football. They have cut or traded or are attempting to trade everybody that's ever played for them. Steve Largent got cut yesterday.
Oh, wow. He did? Steve Hutchinson?
Yep. What was that kid's name? Ricky...
Gervais?
Ricky...
Bobby?
Ricky Gervais, sure. He's also gone.
Kramer?
Yeah, they just cut everybody, traded everybody. There's a bunch of rumors about Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman, and they're all done. Seahawks are mailing it in. They're done. That's good. It's good for the Vikings. One less team to worry about.
Yeah, which is nice.
Otherwise, nothing really happened with the Vikings at all.
No.
Just rumors, hot rumors.
That's boring. Sick of the rumors.
If you're the Vikings, and you know Earl Thomas only makes $8.5 million, and he's a free agent after next year, don't you take a run at him?
Sendejo's pretty cheap.
Earl Thomas is unbelievable.
He's unbelievable, but Zendaya had a pretty solid year.
If it weren't the rumors, wasn't PA saying that they were going to be interested in LaMarcus Joyner?
Yeah,
who's if they didn't get franchise tagged from the
Rams?
Rams, yeah.
Huh.
I'm just saying. You get him for a second round pick, do it.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Butthead.
25th anniversary day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Great. One of the best shows of all time.
Excellent.
Oh. Excellent?
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
That's maybe his best line of all time.
Baby.
I am the great Cornholio. I need tippy for my bunghole.
I think between that and...
I'm funny.
When Randy walks out with his nuts in a... wheelbarrow, that and the Great Cornholio is, I think, the hardest I've ever laughed at a TV show.
Man, I hadn't seen South Park in a long time until last night, and I caught the one where they have the psychic detectives battling each other. Cartman claims to be a psychic detective.
Yeah.
And then there's that group of like 10 psychic detectives that are pissed at him, so they come to his house and threaten him.
Best
but instead of threatening him with violence, they all basically like tried ESPN. I'm like, choo-choo.
Yeah, right.
And so it's just a room of douches pretending to be psychic. It's the best.
Yeah.
Can you, like, shut up?
I could definitely do that. We're going to need that button on my button bar as soon as possible. That's maybe the greatest button we've never had.
We're going to score.
Let's rewind here. And I know we're coming up at the end of the segment here. We got, like, 3 minutes left. But let's rewind. When Beavis and Butthead first came out, and I know this because I was a middle schooler.
Yep.
And all of the parents nationally were nervous about middle schoolers. Because Beavis was setting everything on fire, right? Here's two guys that are saying everything sucks, and they're talking about trying to score.
Boobs.
Yeah, boobs and booze and like trying to get beer from Todd. Remember, Todd was the older guy.
Cigarettes,
They wanted to join Todd's gang.
Yeah.
Right, all they wanted to do was smash frogs with baseball bats and burn stuff. And I remember legitimately parents worrying about us starting things on fire.
Yeah.
Now, remember, don't go around using hairspray and lighting stuff on fire. Well, but I'm not going to. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
So there was this massive national concern that Beavis and Butthead were going to ruin the youth of America. I turned out decent. I watched a ton of Beavis and Butthead.
I
was obsessed with that show for years.
Yeah.
Most of us were in middle school back in the day.
This place is starting to suck.
Yeah, we need that for stopwatch.
Yeah.
By the way, yesterday after I got back from lunch, Jeff Tyler called Abbott stopwatch.
Oh,
we're gonna score.
That's great news.
All they wanted to do was score.
Dude, when they would watch the videos, I'm telling you, it's some of the funniest moments in TV history.
That's again, we've always said this on the show, but that's actually my favorite part.
Yeah.
The cartoons were funny, but them sitting on the couch watching videos and breaking them down. It's some of my favorite things also from my youth was watching Beavis and Butthead talk about bad music videos. Sometimes good music videos.
When they watch, and get the great point ready, Hogsley. When they watch the All for One with Sting, Bryan Adams, and Rod Stewart, and Beavis throws up, brilliant.
I'm gonna, hang on. I'm going to write it down. Let's see if you and I are psychic detectives.
Pew, pew.
I don't even have a pen here.
Hi, Tio.
What up?
How are you, baby?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Sauce, when I say in the history of Beavis and Butthead,
yeah,
the video off the top of your head that jumps out when you go for it.
Yeah. It's the, what is that song? With the dude, with the chick at the beach.
I wrote down Chris Isaac, which is Wicked Game. That's a
great point.
That was the best.
I think I saw her boob.
Right, because she's super hot, and they can't believe it. And when Butthead starts going, he starts singing like Chris Isaac. It's the best.
I will right now.
Tommy, you have no recollection clue of Beavis and Butthead, right?
Not at all.
Game changer. This is pre-South Park. This is post-Simpsons.
Okay.
Simpsons was, what, 4 or 5 years in at that point? Because they started 88, 89-ish?
89 they started, yeah.
Okay, so Beavis and Butthead is, what, 3, 4 years after that then? 92. There we go. 25th. What, 25th?
Yeah.
It's 1990. It's 2018. Anyway, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
Two shorts aired in 92. And then 93,
the ones from Liquid Television?
Exactly, yeah. Right, that's
which it. I remember, that was Frog Baseball, I believe. Or was it not?
Oh, was it really? I don't know.
I think that was their first big bit was Frog Baseball on Liquid Television, which is, Liquid Television was bizarre. So Simpsons was on the map and up and running, and everybody was going Bart crazy, doing the Bartman and all this garbage. And then here comes Beavis and Butthead, which is the opposite of family TV. It's on MTV, and they're just slinging nonsense. The two dumbest people that have ever lived. And again, I was 12 years old, loving every second of it. And it still holds up.
Women right now. Women right now.
Tommy, you would love this.
All my older cousins love it.
So. It's impossible not to.
We're going to score.
They just went down to the gas station. They just wanted nachos every day. And Todd would come down, and Todd would kick their ass. And Todd,
who's Todd?
Basically, the local hick.
Yeah, he was a Todd.
But he was a total Todd. But they wanted Todd to buy him beer. They wanted to be in Todd's gang. And Todd just kicked their ass constantly.
And they still thought he was cool.
They thought he was so cool.
They'd be laying there bleeding.
Right, they'd be getting their ass kicked. Todd is so cool. Stupid ass Todd.
So good, man.
He had like a little crustache going and a mullet. Beavis, clearly the dumber of the two, right? Undeniable.
Yeah.
Both idiots.
But I loved it when, like, at the end of it, because Butthead says, I'm funny, but I love Beavis going, yeah, that was pretty good.
Listen. I'm funny.
That was pretty good.
I love that. That's my favorite part. That's pretty good.
Rare moments of clarity out of Beavis or Butthead, right? Where something that somebody said made sense and they wanted to acknowledge that they understood it.
Señor, which was Beavis,
not very
¿qué
often.
Estás haciendo en mi clase? Get the hell out of here, Beavis.
That's old one. That's an early one right there. Yeah.
When Buzzcut did Sex Ed,
oh my God,
and they were talking about the penis, and both guys are like, the vagina, and they're both bursting because they can't stop laughing, and they basically were going to get in massive trouble if they laughed.
That sucks. I hate taking showers.
Yeah. I don't want some naked dude standing with a schlong right next to me.
Yeah, really. I don't want some naked dude standing next to me with a schlong swinging around saying, hey, good game, man.
So good.
Hey, good game, man.
Still holds up.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, did you load that garbage in? Let's play when we get back.
All right, good.
It's under what you have the rest of the Beavis and Butthead stuff, Hawk.
Okay, cool.
We have a bazillion prizes to give away today. WWE, Nitro Circus, more Metallica tickets. So I'm going to start it off right and early, but I would encourage you to listen to the entire show because there's tons, every segment probably, to give away. WWE Live.
Shut up.
Road to WrestleMania, Target Center, March 9th. Grand prize winner, we're going to draw later today, but this winner will get a pair of tickets into the building, and then we're going to draw for ringside seats and meet and greets with the WWE superstar. So right now, the two tickets get you in the door. 651-989-5326. 800-320-5326. Call number 11.
I might call it.
You should.
Tommy's wide-eyed.
He's wide-eyed, man.
I'm going to need you to show me where that shut up button is immediately.
I made a Beavis and Butthead page.
All right, that'll work.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Power 2 Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. Shout across the midnight sky. Ain't even wonder. Love even if it hurts.
Good morning, everybody. Don't forget to check out that contest page, KFAN.com. You can register to win an exclusive trip to the NCAA Final Four in San Antonio this year. That trip includes airfare, lodging, two tickets to the national semifinal and championship games, a VIP experience, and much more. KFAN.com, keyword contest to enter.
Hey, Chris, what song was that when you went to break?
That was called Going Down in a Blaze of Something, and it's a band called A Thousand Horses.
Oh, you've warned me about
that.
Yeah,
I like this band a lot. And
that's why it sounded familiar. I've looked into them before.
Yeah, we played with them in Iowa last year, and they just blew our doors off. They were so good, and that's a great record, man. I forgot about our pictures of Beavis and Buttheads.
Yeah, those were awesome. I still have that as my Twitter avatar.
Oh, that's not you?
No, that is not me.
I love those pictures.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Goes like this. Hang on. For Tommy's generation. So Chris Isaak sang this song, Wicked Game. And it was a huge video because it's Chris Isaak, and I believe it was like a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Is that the black and white one on the
beach?
Yes. Okay, I'm familiar.
You're familiar. Yeah, black and white on the beach. She's in very little clothes. Oh, yeah. There's multiple shots, like, straight down her bra. Like, I mean, it's for, again, a guy that was like 12, 13 years old. I'm going, what? That's what chicks look like?
Yeah.
This is going to be sweet when I'm older. Right. So those two idiots are watching Chris Isaak and this total hottie roll around on the beach, and it sounded like this. I remember my dad saying, you're going to look back when you're older and go, what was I laughing at? I still laugh through that 25 years later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
You know, the Toys R Us bit, like, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
I want that to be funny until I'm 90.
That's funny.
It's always going to be funny.
When they watch Boombastic by Shaggy.
All right, we'll go load it in.
Go load it in.
All right. What are you thinking?
God dang it, that's funny.
You wouldn't do anything.
You touched him.
Yeah, I would, Dale Hole.
Uh, Tommy, what are your missed names? Out, man.
Butthead. Oh, I mean Beavis.
Can you, like, shut up?
God, I'm going to use that to the point where...
Yeah, I cannot wait until 8 o'clock.
It could be the new t-shirt for the year.
You, like, shut up.
You're like...
It's going to be good. Up.
Front page sports.
All right, sports. The Timberwolves haven't played since January 2nd, it feels like, but they host the Boston Celtics tonight. Wolves 2-point underdogs. Over and under. Over under is 214.5. The Wolves are 38-28. Chris, 38 wins.
Yeah.
Celtics are 45-20.
Okay, good. So I feel good about this one then.
I don't know. Yeah. Boston was. They're all right.
Yeah. Is Kyrie playing? I mean, he's all. Everyone's healthy on the team.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Says he's back. No injuries for the Boston Celtics. Outside of Gordon Hayward.
Hey, did you hear about Shannon Brooks? That's good.
Out for the year.
That's good. Yeah.
Normally we do a press conference around 6 o'clock, play it back. But we actually did talk to PJ Fleck a couple days ago, the three of us. And we'll play that back in the 8 o'clock hour. Oh, sorry, really? We're not going to row the boat in front of you, Tommy.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Like 8:15 or so, we'll play that back. He was previewing spring practice.
Sure.
He broke the Shannon Brooks news that he was out for the year. That sucks. Was pretty vague about it, right? Just lower leg injury.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
I think he was doing the crane kick.
We'll play that back later.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I tell you guys I went to Chicago this past weekend?
You did not tell us that.
It was great.
What'd you do?
For work or for fun or for both?
For fun. Eddie got me, that's what he gave me for Christmas, was a ticket to Chicago.
You were
adorable.
It was great. Ate way too much, though. You know how you do on your vacation.
Of course you do. Where'd you fly into?
Midway.
Yeah, it's tough.
And hopped in an Uber. Stopped at Whole Foods, got some beer, went up to the room.
Whole Foods? That's where you get beer in Chicago?
Well, it was a block away from our hotel.
Oh, what hotel did you stay at?
The Grand Sheraton right in the heart of the city. So it was great. Right. So it was right on the river.
Yeah.
And then we had reservations at Gibson's at the steakhouse. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Ate there. And then we went to like the signature room. It was 95 floors up at night. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then went clubbing. That was pretty cool, too.
Shocking.
Yeah. Anything good happen?
I mean, it was okay. The first night was okay. Mm-hmm. And then we stayed up till pretty late, about 4. And then woke up at like 8, got a little barn burner in the morning.
Huh?
Sweated out a little bit. Sat in the sauna for like an hour. That was great. So then you like get all like that swollen.
Just you and Ed?
No, Ed, Tone, and then Tone and Mikey.
Okay.
So, Ed, Tone, and Mikey.
Four of us. And then, I know, vacation talk's fun. And then I was on Sauce's show on Saturday. It was great. And then...
You know, I've never been invited on that show.
I heard that there's another guy on that show.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, Sauce.
Yeah.
Hey, you were on there? Yeah, hey, you asked me a hard kind of question.
What was that?
What was it?
Related about offensive line play.
Yeah, it was great.
We got deep.
No, it was good.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, it was fun trip.
How come you haven't scheduled your Vegas trip yet? I thought I had you talked into it.
I know. I know.
You got to do it.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks from now, the Doctor Morning Show in Las Vegas.
T.O.
It'll be the best.
I know.
I told you I'd buy your show.
Oh, really?
I meant it too. I'll buy your flight. You've been on this show for free for years. I will absolutely buy your flight out there if you go.
Buying the flight or you're buying the Elton tickets?
I'll buy you the flight.
Oh, boy.
I'm fixing to dance with you.
Up the ante.
Fixing to dance.
Yeah, that's right. I'll buy your flight. I'll do it.
Yeah.
It's the least I can
think
do.
It's about I don't think it's about money for Tomers. He's a big spender now. He's a big roller.
Right.
It's more about it's not,
my guess it's big boy job.
Yeah.
In the way.
You can leave after work on Friday.
I know.
Give us one night. I know. That's all we need, man. Only one winner.
I know, but the fun part is right after the show.
Well, then show up Thursday.
Night. Yeah, then take a day off. You're sick.
Hockey's
you're
buying the flight. Hell, fly first class.
Yeah. Right. And remember, there's another reason. AJ's going this year, and you know what they say about AJ?
I don't gag very easily.
Well, we're going to test that in Vegas.
Damn right we are.
Someone will.
Hey, wasn't it the cheese curd thing last year in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where they got me good. Yep.
Yeah.
It was.
It's one of the things I'm most proud of in me life.
Do you think if you had like 5 different chicken fingers in a row, could you tell where they're from?
Brandon did that on the Sludge-a-thon 1 year for me.
Oh, really?
And I think I missed one out of six or seven.
Did he give you
I think?
Options? Like, did
no.
he? Oh, no. Wow.
He didn't even tell you where they're
I don't
from.
Think
that's
so.
Pretty good.
Holy moly. Oh,
Angkor.
But most of them are pretty distinct.
You make right? me feel so damn good.
Unless it's a chicken finger yeah. from a restaurant that I've never had, sure. it's not as hard as you think.
Okay.
Button bar. Mm. Here's Beavis and Butthead listening to Shaggy.
Yeah, bombastic. Yeah, here it is. Mr. Romantic, Mr. Bombastic. Romantic, bombastic, 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 bombastic. What does bombastic mean anyway?
Well, it's like bombastic is like even better than fantastic. You know, like if you were scoring, you'd be like, this is bombastic.
Oh, man, really? I always imagine, you know, like if I was ever gonna score, you know, I'd be like going,
That's the best part.
I'm gonna be going, this is fantastic, Mr. Bombastic. Smooth.
What is this, this accent he's talking?
Dumbass, it's foreign.
Oh, yeah.
He's humping the coat.
Damn it, Beavis, cut that out.
Bombastic, Mr. Bombastic.
That's so good.
I want to watch this whole
It's thing. One of their signature phrases, right? We're going to score.
Yeah.
I don't remember him saying, tap that ass.
I forgot about that delay. Look, we need just that.
Yeah, tap I need to ass. Buy the, like, I'm sure the series is on DVD.
But I don't think it's sure. with the videos.
Right, because there's, like, licensing yeah. reasons. But,
oh, really? Yeah.
But as Sauce just did, you can find a ton of them online.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's everyone. Yeah. Man.
That was MTV?
Yeah. MTV.
Yeah. Was that after school or something?
Is it on Hulu or anything like that?
No idea.
That's a good question. I don't know if it is a streaming service.
And then there's other characters, like you said, who's Buzzcut?
Buzzcut was their teacher. Yeah. He was an A-hole.
Todd was great.
What was the pothead teacher? What was his name?
Oh,
Mr. He had the long hair, shoulder length hair. Give me the first letter if you Google it. What's the first letter of his last name?
Hold on, is this the
character that I was drawn as?
Oh,
I think you were Stewart, weren't you, Stewart?
I don't know.
No, yeah, you were Stewart. Yeah, 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 you were Stewart. You were the winger.
What's it start with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A V.
It's Mr. Van something.
Dreesen.
Van Dreesen. God dang it!
When he in the movie when he says we don't need TV to entertain us and they start laughing.
Anus. He said anus.
Did you hear a word I said? Yeah, anus.
So stupid.
It's so dumb.
We're gonna score.
Then don't forget, and I never got into it, but Daria was an ancillary character on Beavis and Butthead. And then she got a spinoff right. show. Yeah. She got her own show, and a lot of people were big time into Daria. I never thought it was that funny, but that was a pretty popular show in the 90s as well.
Yeah, and she's basically what the gal in, what's the cartoon we watch on Netflix, Hockey? With the horse,
Bojack Horseman. Bojack,
she's yeah. They reference that she's basically a ripoff of Daria multiple times.
Mm. Interesting.
I did not know that.
Congrats to Orno and Mark Parrish. Orno 6-1 over Litchfield.
We're gonna score.
He got a lot of heat on Twitter because he was doing the color commentary on the broadcast on Channel 45. And there were some Litchfield fans that were not happy with the fact that Mark was doing color. Get over it.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know it's very important to the kids, but it's still.
And it's also not like Mark was saying, God, these Litchfield kids are a-holes.
Yeah, right.
But he's just, if he got a little excited about Orno.
He's proud.
Orno right. won 6-1.
Right.
The game was not in question. Mark's a little excited. Get over
you
it.
You see who they're playing?
I'm going to guess Matamidi.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a little bat call to old Parrish if he wants to put some. He probably can't bet on his old team, can he?
Yeah, no, he won't
can't
do that.
Bet on his team.
He would not do that.
You should never call him off air and put a little side bet on Matamidi in Orno. Mark would not do that.
Never.
Or we could just do a bit where I bet Orno for myself and then just talk to Mark, his friend, on the side and see if he thinks my bet is interesting. You know what I mean?
Right.
One of those bits. More with Tommy Olsen and the Power Trip Morning Show after this. Lots of Seahawks news that we'll probably get to in What Really Matters. They blew their team up yesterday. Advantage Vikings, who cares? Power Trip Morning Show and the Fan.
It's Tim Montana. Our buddy Tim Montana, yeah,
Nitro Circus comes to the Target Center October 3rd. Tickets on sale tomorrow. It's the You Got This Tour. All-star roster attending both never-before-seen tricks and completely ill-advised stunts. I have a pair of tickets to give away now. 651-99-5326. 800-320-5326. Caller number 11. Finally coming up for some air. Finally coming up. Finally coming up for some air.
This is the band that sings Sail.
AWOL Nation.
Yeah, AWOL Nation.
You got it.
No kidding.
Watch the tempo changes here.
I now own it as of this second.
This is really good.
Yeah, it gets better.
This is good.
The last 60 seconds of the song sounds like System of a Down, by the way. It's that weird. It's almost the same sounding voice. It's like that thrash 60-second finale.
There's a new song that kind of sounds like... Not new, but newer song that kind of sounds like this. This is really good, though.
Yeah, they're just super creative. Don't jump in front of trains, kids. You're going to be dead.
Yeah, he's being metaphorical, kiddos.
Oh. Sauce, metaphors.
You know, I hate them. I like metaphors. Most of them.
We'll get to John Bonus in a second, but I want to hear the rest of this song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I first need to hear the rest of this bit.
This is my new favorite song. Their label is Red Bull Records.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, it's their demo. All right, check out this finale here. Another tempo change. Tell me this isn't System of a Down. Wait till they start singing. Yeah, that's fun.
That was really sweet.
Two things.
That shreds so hard.
Awesome.
That's really good.
Really good. It's one, it sounds like what you guys showed me a couple weeks back.
Mm-hmm. Our wieners?
No, System of a Down.
Two, is it about sex?
Well, he says, I want to get off. It might be a sex metaphor.
And then, like, train, yeah.
Sure.
What?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that there's, what, 5-6 tempo changes, and each one of them individually would be a shredder of a song by itself. Mm-hmm. And he just keeps changing it up.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very
good. I like it a lot. John Bonas joins us now from Florida. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Yeah, the last part of that song was so similar to System of a Down, it was almost like it was a tribute to them.
Nothing wrong with that. System kicks ass.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know how to handle this, John. I don't know how to ask you about spring training if I can't ask you about players.
Right. What are we supposed to talk about?
Absolutely ask me about players.
We sure?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Ask me about players. What I was saying yesterday is...
I'm just giving you crap.
I'm not writing much about who does what.
Gotcha.
I'm not, you know, in the same way that we would mock somebody who gets too crazy about, you know, how somebody did it at OTAs. You know, we might talk about it because it's entertaining, but just by talking about it, you almost kind of give some credence to the fact that it means something when you know it doesn't.
All right,
you know,
I got you.
Talk about Morris Boringer for 48 hours.
Yeah, so, what happened to Mobo?
He was released.
Oh, but I mean, is he back in Europe? Where is he? He must be.
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder what he's doing. How's Logan Morrison so far?
Well, he was great up until yesterday's game where he pulled something trying to slide into second, or trying to slide home, we think.
Oh,
so he got pulled from the game a little early yesterday. He would probably be out for a couple days with, he said he could have continued playing the game, or he told Molitor he wanted to continue playing the game, but they decided to pull him out of the game. So a couple of different injuries yesterday. First one was Logan Morrison in the game yesterday. He heard something, we think, sliding into home base. We were trying to slide awkwardly in the first inning. And then, the second one is Eddie Rosario. Is now on a no-throw program dated with some rest with a mild tricep strain. It doesn't sound like either one is very serious.
It's over, Jeff.
Bonus.
It's over.
Who's this team's ace?
Well, I mean, I suppose it's Ervin Santana, but I don't think this team really has, you know, an ace. Ervin Santana did get his cast off over the weekend. So,
what happened?
I guess yesterday. You know, he had the finger problem that ended up having surgery on it about a month ago. And now they're still targeting him for a return sometime end of April, beginning of May. So for a little while, he will be out of the starting rotation for, you know, the month of April. And they're trying to figure out how they're going to handle that. The good news is they really only have, you know, they have about four starts that they need a fifth starter. It was in April and May.
No.
Between April and the beginning of May. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal to find somebody to fill in four or five times during that stretch.
Gotcha. So, John, you know the only thing I like about baseball is betting on it.
Sure.
Right? And Sauce and I are going to Vegas tomorrow. Maybe you don't know it, but if you had to place the line, an over-under line for the Twins wins this season, what would you throw out there?
The line I have seen was 82.5, I think, and I think I saw that a couple weeks ago.
Would you go over or under? It sounds like you're going over.
I would go over. Here's why I would go over. This division has three teams that don't care.
Makes sense.
The Tigers, the Royals, the White Sox are all in full rebuild mode. And... you could a team could conceivably go 12-6, 11-7. You play each of those teams 18 times during the season. You play your own teams in your division a lot in Major League Baseball. So, you know, you go 12-6 versus those three teams, or 11-7, you find yourself 15-16 games above 500 before you take on the rest of the American League. And there's, you know, while there are a lot of other good teams in the American League. You've got the Astros, you've got the Yankees, you've got the Red Sox, you've got the Cleveland Indians in your own division. You've also got some other teams out there that aren't particularly competitive this year or aren't going to be competitive the rest of the year too. So you almost are sort of starting with a you know, you're almost going to start, you know, half a dozen games above 500.
My kind of team, and that, Charlie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So my bottom line is, yeah, I would probably take the over. This feels like it could be a mid-80s, high-80s win team this year.
Well, Sauce is done with the Royals because they had some seminar rejecting the idea of pornography. Quote, rejecting the idea that porn is healthy, normal, or cool. They held some workshop.
Porn's super cool.
They want to, you know, help the players fight porn.
The Kansas City Royals did this. You're not talking about the royal family.
No, not Will and Kate. The Kansas City Royals had this anti-pornography group.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, interesting, yeah. But I mean, these are multimillionaires.
So no,
good for them.
Big time athletes.
As I speak for my client over there, we will no longer discuss Royals baseball.
Boycotting the Royals.
Have you lost your minds?
They have, yeah.
Have you lost your minds?
Porn. Yeah.
No wonder Eric Hosmer got the hell out of Kansas City, right? He's going to the porn capital of the world, San Diego, California.
Damn right, man.
I'd quit if I were on that team.
What if Abbott today, what if Stopwatch came down here today and said, we looked at your data, and 95% of your data on your phone.
Oh, you mean the phone they used to pay for?
And the other 5% is Twitter. 95% of it's porn. We're taking your phone away.
I'd say fine, just go buy another one.
One of the scandals, I guess, in Major League Baseball right now is that teams are sort of actively trying to tank. You know, they are almost trying to be as bad as possible so they can get good draft picks and accumulate, you know, player talent, etc.
Well, then wouldn't they want people watching porn?
This is a whole new twist to that. Like, how can we make our team look as bad as possible to free agents so that no matter how much money we have.
Yeah, but I would think that's porn's a great distraction. Hey, focus on baseball. No, dude, I'm addicted to porn. Well, great, that'll help us tank.
Right.
Watch more, lose more.
Yeah. Don't take it away.
The best thing about this policy is it's completely unenforceable. So what you can do is you can actually drive away everybody. You can drive away everybody that is even thinking about coming to your team. But if they're on your team, they'll totally ignore it anyway.
That would be great if Abbott, a.k.a. Stopwatch, told Chris and Sauce, guys, I got to have you stop watching porn. And you guys would go Beavis and Butthead on it and giggle and go.
Right.
You got it, boss.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even be out of the parking lot.
No.
I'd be watching porn before he finished the sentence.
Yeah.
Just checking Twitter, boss.
I'd be on Brazzers.
Don't worry about it. Stopwatch.
Oh. Hockey's like the dog on Up.
Yeah, I am.
Porn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually more like the seagulls in...
Porn.
Porn.
Right.
Porn.
They enforced that here, and it was like Big Brother where they knew what we were doing.
Sure.
I would probably have to quit. I'm not kidding.
Well, Rosen wouldn't be allowed within 100 yards of a middle school.
Okay. No. That got serious.
Hey, Bonus, have you been to the beach yet or anything?
Been to the beach?
No, he doesn't. He's watching
absolutely.
Baseball.
Yeah. This last weekend we went to, we stayed in Tampa, St. Pete for 3-4 days. Enjoyed the beach. Yeah, it was great.
Oh. Bonus, that's my favorite place on earth. Did you see the Pink Hotel? The Don Cesar? Are
we talking about porn again?
Yeah, did you,
I don't think I saw the Pink Hotel.
See the Pink Hotel?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. No, it's the Don Cesar.
What's the cost to get in there? Yeah, the little man on the boat runs that place.
Never mind. It's a place called Don Cesar. It's a great spot.
How bizarre.
Right on St. Pete Beach.
That is a beautiful place, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa? Yeah. St. Pete?
Tampa is a stone cold dump.
Oh, yeah. So is Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, outside of Limp Bizkit, great point. Jacksonville is a strip mall for about 7 miles.
And more importantly, are any of these places we mentioned anywhere near where the Royals have spring training?
Why? Because you're boycotting them?
Yeah, we're not going there.
I think they go to Scottsdale.
Okay, I'm never going there.
What about Henry Lake's handling his Kansas City Royals going anti-porn?
Is this Cougs?
Yeah, man.
I love Cougs.
Is this Cougs?
Do you know who this Cougs originally is? I will give you $100 if you could tell me who originally sings this.
This song?
Yeah.
He'll never get it, but...
Can I hit the chorus first?
Yeah. And everything
looks so cold when you're walking down. I've heard it, the old version. And the wind catches your feet.
set you fly.
Hey, I'll admit something, Tommy. I thought this was Coog's song. I didn't know this was a cover.
What movie is that? Oh, it's Van, isn't it?
Well, yeah. That gave it away, yeah.
But it was an old, that Van version's an old movie.
This is, oh.
Well, how did I not know that?
Best hits of Van?
Bears now, or Van
Morrison's. At the movies? Have you seen that? It's all his songs that are in movies?
Uh-uh.
Awesome. Oh, man.
Thanks, John.
Love you, John.
Van's the best of all time.
Van, if we went this, oh, like we were talking on the summer on Lake Tonka.
Yeah, have you seen Bear?
Lake Tonka. The sun's going down, playing some Van. Oh.
You love it.
A couple of CLs.
Oh. We'll do Wild News and What Really Matters right after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Van. And everything
looks so complete. This portion of the Power Trip brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata. Thank you. And when it catches your feet, set you fly.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
What did Johnny score?
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Wild still off. They're in Vancouver tomorrow night, though, 9 o'clock Central Time right here on The Fan. Wild at Vancouver. Vancouver's not very good this year, so hopefully that's a win. Eric Staal now with 36 goals and 67 points. Staal killing it right now in the Wild. Are 38, 22, and 7. Good for 83 points. Trying to keep pace with some of those top teams in the West, like Nashville, Winnipeg, Vegas. Kicking some ass in Minnesota Wild. There's your Wild News. Tomorrow against Vancouver.
Yeah.
Right on. Now it's time for What Really Matters. This is where I read scores or stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris changes your life. Here we go. The Eagles are adding defensive end Michael Bennett. The Seahawks are starting to unload some players. Bennett was one of the first ones. He's traded to Philadelphia. We'll talk more about the Seahawks later, but what really matters is this.
It's a good point, Corey. Thanks for bringing that up, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks. You're welcome.
I like when you talk stuff.
Cool.
And especially when you're right. According to a new study, Tommy Olson,
mm-hmm.
T.O., my friend, the average American will spend $448 on drunk shopping this year.
Huh.
It is March 8th, and I am way past that.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Way past it.
Man.
And wait till I go to Vegas.
See, but it's an average, and people like me will offset that average.
Mm. Thanks a lot, AJ.
Yeah, way to go, thanks, AJ.
I love shopping when I'm hammered.
It's not to say I don't shop.
It's the
just,
best.
Yeah.
It's like a black hole, though. You just keep going. Yeah. I heard your Lulu story about the undies and everything.
Yeah.
When you're in Lulu, you can't stop.
Well, yeah. I bought some bag I didn't even need.
Right. Why not?
Hell, boy.
By the way, that defense that you just said, Tom, just that's cheese. Not going to work against the police.
Yeah.
How often do you go to Lulu, as you call it?
Well, so I have to drive up 94 for work. And then the old Albertville
outlet
yeah.
mall.
Yeah.
Great
yeah,
spot.
That's my Puma spot.
Yeah, now that I got a little cash, I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, you do.
No, not like that. I pull in.
Oh.
And yeah, there's just Nike, Lulu.
Under
yeah.
Armour. They Uggs, got them all up there. Adidas Under is Armour. Up there.
Yeah. I tell you what, you guys have UGG boots.
Excuse
okay,
me?
Tom Brady.
No.
I do, actually.
They're the nicest yeah. boots you'll ever
have. I have a pair that I've had for a long time. I like them.
Yeah. And Tom Brady's a spokesperson, right, Age? Sick.
Yep.
Okay.
Peyton Manning is selling all of his Papa John's locations. Apparently that was in the works before Papa John's was
ousted.
Yeah, kind of ousted, right, from being the official pizza of the National Football League.
Didn't somebody else take their spot now, too?
I think Pizza Hut
yeah.
They did, yeah. Right yeah. away, too, man. They like they pounced on it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But according to reports, Peyton Manning was already in the process of getting out of something like 31 Papa John's locations, so... That partnership is over, if you care. What really matters is this.
You know, let me add to that, Cor, because I know you're writing a book about my comfort level.
Yeah.
there are a few things in the world that make me more comfortable devouring than having a Papa John's pizza sitting in front of me.
The idea, the anticipation of what's about to happen.
It's always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's always cheesy as hell. It's one of the few pizzas that I eat the entire slice because the garlic sauce means I'm dipping that crust.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keep dipping talking. That crust.
You can smell the garlic sauce even before you open it.
I'm dipping that crust.
You. Yeah, keep talking.
And I don't know if it's particularly my Papa John's in Maple Grove.
Papa John.
But every time I ask for extra cheese and extra sauce, gee damn it, I'm getting both. It's coming that way. Yeah. It's anticipation. It's the kind of thing where I've eaten two slices more than I needed. I'm not hungry anymore, but it's so wonderful.
You're a
makes
warrior.
You feel good.
And then I'm so thirsty for the next 3 days because of all the salt and so all the crust.
Perfect.
And
but
so
it's
I'm,
worth it.
I'm drinking so Whoa. Much water.
It's perfect.
Yeah, that's all.
Do you ever get the cheese sticks with it? Like the,
yeah,
look over here.
Come on.
Look at me.
That's
Tio.
Maybe the dumbest questions.
Do I ever get the what?
The cheese sticks.
Good point.
I
get the cheese sticks, and you know what happens? You know what happens? They got to go in the fridge because I've eaten so much pizza.
But then you go back.
I got no room.
Yeah.
And about a half hour later.
Oh yeah.
I'm heating it up.
Yeah.
And I'm eating it.
That'd be good.
Outside of Cane's, the anticipation factor for me, who has the weirdest eating habits of all time, it's ice cream for me.
Oh, I was
the anticipation
say sauce.
Of ice cream is. Orgasmic.
Yeah.
No, it's the best.
It is. So
I want this to happen now. But when you walk in and you can smell waffle cones and that ice cream mix.
Jesus. Lord,
jackpot. Fresh waffle cones are the that's the best thing on the planet.
Yeah. Dude in Vegas.
We will.
And
sweet
man
Lord.
Cabana. Let's go find some waffle cones like adults.
We're going to man cabana.
With waffle cones?
Sure. If that gets you to man cabana with me.
That's going to be the creepiest visual image a lot of people have ever seen is two creepy dudes eating waffle cones by the pool, just licking it in the most perverted way possible.
I want to show off my 50-pound less body.
Yeah, you're going to be like the Jesus with this bowling ball.
Yeah.
I won't take my hat off because that'll scare everyone away. So yesterday, I had to take Muppet out for about the 14th time.
Sure.
You have some pizza?
I get in the elevator, and I'm like, it smells delicious in here. And I take a huge sniff, and I go, Domino's. I get out of the elevator. There's a Domino's car right there.
Yeah.
I am so obese that I knew exactly where it came from.
Sure.
Oh, and then I sat up in my, and just contemplated ordering pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
While we're talking obeseness.
Please, yes.
Just keep Ben and Jerry pints out of my house. Because you know how you have a problem with sleeves of cookies?
Sure.
I can't stop till it's gone.
That's if why I crack that one Halo open, Top stuff, dude. Because you can
over.
Eat the whole pint.
Yeah. That's
not,
a good point.
I don't want to do free advertising for Halo Top. I just want to buy it. But that's the beauty of it. That whole pint's
like
$2.80.
I would like to do advertising for Halo.
If, so would
if
I.
You're out, if you're out there.
Show
I will
sponsor.
I'll do it for trade, man.
I'd like to advertise for man cabanas.
Sure. You know, like once in a while, the salesperson will come up here and be like, "Is there anything out there?
You want a truck,
right? Do you like trucks?" And I'll go, "Sure. I think I got something for you. You like boats? Sure.
You like breeding?
If anybody's listening right now that works down the hall that can close a deal, that can go always be closing, like Gordon Gekko or
ABC,
right? Ben Affleck from Boiler Room, Ben and Jerry's, Blue Bunny, Halo Top, Kemp's."
Yeah.
Honey and Mackey's. I don't care. Right. Get me some ice cream commercials.
Ice cream.
That's like
so
my dream. I don't even know how I would function in a 30 or 60 second commercial. I'd go, it's really good. I want it right now.
I think that's what they'd pay for.
I think they could be the official ice cream of the Power Trip Morning Show.
Yeah.
And I think that we could, like, we have a great idea because what we need is people just to taste it. It seems impossible that ice cream that good could have that little calorie.
Yeah.
Oh, if you guys had to make a Ben and Jerry's Power Trip ice cream, what would it be?
Well, I think we'd call it Rumble Strips.
Rumble Strips is a good name.
That's
good
a name. Great yeah. name.
There's some bacon in
Moose Soup.
Yeah, Moose Soup's good.
There'd be chocolate mousse heads.
Yeah, those chocolate peanut butter
chocolate
ones.
Chocolate mousse heads, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Some kind of mint, peppermint ice cream, maybe. Or
I like peppermint. I'm in with that.
Yeah. Some kind of Oreo has to be in there.
Yeah.
Some kind of fudge, potentially.
You know what? Let's throw some Rolos in there.
Oh, God. Rolos
is way better. Oh, yeah. You lost
just
me.
Just throw any
you
kind
don't,
of
whoa.
I like Rolos, just not in ice cream.
What?
Oh, okay.
What about Butterfinger?
Yes.
Can I tell you guys the dumbest thing? Can I say the dumbest thing ever been said on the radio? Here's the dumbest thing. Rolos take too much time. Don't wrap every single one of them.
Right.
It pisses me off.
Right.
I want the Rolo. I don't want to have to work Am I being paid to eat this roll?
It's like Starburst, but the weirdest thing about Starburst is when you get Starburst that's in a bag that's already unwrapped, it tastes a little bit different.
I couldn't agree more.
Because they have to be coated with something so they don't stick together.
Yeah. I hate unwrapping each individual Starburst, but those are so much better.
Whatever it is that they put on the Starburst so they don't stick together makes they're like a crust almost around the Starburst. And they have Rolos like that too, Chris, where it's just like a bag. You just get a mittful.
See, and if I do that, if I get that bag, I might as well just check myself into rehab.
You're eating all of it.
Do you know what they use for a lot of that stuff? Especially like shredded cheese?
Heaven
to make
water?
It not stick together?
Well, I don't know what.
Sawdust.
Oh, who cares? I've eaten worse.
Whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah, I've had worse in my body.
I've seen that.
Hey, let me ask you guys another question. No, complete left turn. Because he said sawdust. Sawdust made me think of puke. Puke made me think of this. Okay. Do you think mop buckets all smell like urine and vomit, or is it just the smell of the mop bucket water that makes me think of urine and
chicken and the egg
vomit.
Theory, right? Does the mop bucket smell like puke, or did puke make the bucket smell like puke?
I wonder if I walked into Menards and smelled a brand new bucket, if it would still smell like puke.
No, it smelled like
to me.
Wonderful plastic.
No, because when does anyone ever clean the mop bucket?
Apparently never.
Yeah, is that
never
so
ever.
True.
And they've been using the same mop in every building forever.
They're like brown.
Man, whenever I worked at a job where I had to mop, I did it once and they asked me never to do it again.
Oh, it's the best
jackpot.
Way. It's the best.
That's what you do.
It's like doing
dishes.
Chores at home.
Absolutely.
I spilled the mop bucket once at my first job. I just walked away.
Look,
from it.
I'm not going to preface this by saying no offense or with all due respect. I'm just going to say this because this is the truth.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much money I would pay to have a video working at Dairy Queen when you were in high school, mopping the floor.
Well, you probably couldn't see anything because I was so GD fat.
You worked at DQ? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the image
I'd
that
sit
I have
down
of you because
they'd have me do something in the back.
Like when your Uncle Peter sends us pictures of your high school senior photos.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
The image of you working at Dairy Queen, just meat sauce in it, just going like, God, I hate this job, mopping the floor. Blank check. Like I would pay an amount of money that would scare most small countries to see that video.
To see me mop?
Yeah, like the gross domestic product of Costa Rica, I would pay.
And it would be gross.
What makes it gross?
I just want to see. I want to see how much you hate life in that moment.
Now or then?
No, then. I'm saying the video doesn't exist, but I would pay so much money to see that.
I'm a big fan of it now.
It went a little something like this: mop, bite.
Yeah.
Mop, bite.
Yeah.
Right? Because I worked at Domino's Pizza, and if you messed up a pizza, you had to make them a different one.
Right.
So you messed up a pizza every third one.
Yes,
of course you did. God, I was fat.
Oh, that's so great. So would you hook your boys up with free blizzards and stuff?
Never.
You put extra stuff in. What was your favorite blizzard?
Butterfinger.
Yeah, duh.
No.
Or Oreo.
No,
chocolate
extreme, baby.
Simple.
Ooh. Yeah, cookie dough is okay. Yeah. They're all good.
How about
they're
Oreo?
Yeah,
how about
I said
Oreo up in here?
Yeah, Oreo whales.
I didn't hear you. I was too busy getting horny on ice cream.
This
talk.
Portion of the Power Trip Morning Show is brought to you by Prism Research, and it returns right after this on The Fan.
Hey, Chris, I got another pair of tickets to WWE Live Road WrestleMania Target Center March 9th. That's tomorrow. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to get in the door, and then we're going to draw later to upgrade those tickets to ringside and meet and greets with the WWE Superstar.
That's pretty awesome.
651-99-5326, 800-320-5326, caller number 7. Join KFAN along with Super America at the Twin Cities Auto Show March 10th. Through the 18th at the Minneapolis Convention Center, you can win VIP experiences to major concert events while watching live broadcasts from your favorite iHeartRadio personalities, including The Power Trip next Friday. More info, KFAN.com Auto Show, driven by your Twin Cities Honda dealers.
Hey, Sauce.
Yeah, babe.
Are you afraid of tight spaces like, coffins, trunks, stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a couple tight spaces I'm not afraid of, but
okay.
God, you're such a dirtbag.
Because next week, I want to see which car best fits a body at the auto show.
Oh, okay, Ted Bundy?
Yeah, right, in the trunk. I want to see, like in the new Jaguar. I get a body in the trunk?
Why are you putting me in there?
Because you're thin now.
Yeah, you're thin, and let's be honest, you're somebody I might like to kill.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if he was just going to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's foreshadowing. Like,
yeah,
we're just
right.
You'd have to pick me up if you killed me.
I'm pretty sure this can be used against me in a court of law, so I probably should shut up. But, yeah, I want to buy a new car.
You know a good lawyer.
And I know I'm going to kill you eventually.
I'll strike it from the record.
Hey, don't worry. I'm going to do weird things to your body when you're done, so
yeah,
you're going to get something out of it, too.
At least we get laid.
Right.
Whoa!
Well, you'd be dead.
Well, that
you
got
remember.
Aggressive.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do things to your body. That's unaggressive. Or can I put you in a trunk? That's unaggressive. But, yeah, I went too far.
You did. You did.
Sorry.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really, really good. You?
I'm really good. You know, and I'm going to guess just top of my head that today is a special day for you, not necessarily because you knew it, but because you were a Beavis and Butthead fan. Am I right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll
go with it.
Okay, good. 25 years ago today.
25 years.
1993.
You ever hear him watch Wicked Game?
Wicked Game.
The middle brother in our group, in our family, he was a huge Beavis and Butthead fan.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah. I wasn't as much.
Really?
Yeah. I watched it with him, laughed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought it was funny, but I thought it got pretty old pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and you're like, shut up.
Oh, that offended Butthead, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
So you feel the same way about that my wife feels about Drunk History.
Really?
I can watch every episode.
Yeah, I know.
And I laugh until I cry.
Yeah, I could watch those over and over again.
They're so good.
Yeah.
The new season, by the way, the best season yet.
Mm.
It's so good. I can't wait to do what we're going to do. We just have to pick a day and do it.
Put me in a trunk?
That too, but yeah, he had moved on. He was talking about Drunk History,
that too. Yeah.
Which means you haven't been listening for the last 45 seconds.
Yeah. I'm reading mock drafts.
Okay.
Fair. Here comes. You should have edited this a little bit.
Yeah, because this hook kicks ass.
Yeah, it does kick ass. I'm not saying it doesn't.
I size of whales. This will hook you, Ben. This is our selling point right here. Our elevator pitch.
Tap that ass.
That's a wicked game to play.
Anybody, check out the chick.
Yeah.
Shut up, buddy. Cool.
No way, ass munch.
What a wicked game
to play.
Whoa.
What a wicked game to play.
Make me a dream.
Yeah. Go for it. Please. Oh, what I wouldn't do to her. You wouldn't do anything. I would. Check this out.
He's thrusting right now.
Oh, he touched the TV screen.
Oh.
You touched him. Was he?
Shut up, dill hole.
Is this like one of those commercials for Alvin Klein? Yeah. A new fragrance from Alvin Klein. But. Yeah. But for men.
No.
I think the Shaggy one's better.
They're both brilliant.
Can you, like, shut up?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. So anyway, yeah, happy Beavis and Butthead Day, Ben and Tom.
Well, thank you. And same to you guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if I had heard the word dill hole before that, and no one really uses it since
I don't
Beavis
think it
Butthead
really caught
either.
On, did it?
It's funny, though.
It did during the era of Beavis and Butthead. A lot of people in middle school and high school probably referred to each other as dill holes.
Dill hole.
Right. You dill hole.
Yeah.
And the movie. The movie's great.
I never saw the movie.
The movie's not. I actually disagree.
It's a long episode.
Yeah, it's just. The movie's just okay.
I think it's funny.
Ben, what would you say is your favorite cartoon, period? Any cartoon ever, period. Whether it be dirty or Saturday morning-y.
Boy, that's a really good question. Yeah.
Same to you, T.O., by the way.
Okay.
I really loved the Coyote and the Roadrunner, those episodes.
Yeah.
Hard not to.
Gosh. I mean, I watched a lot of, like, I don't know. I mean, there was, that's a really hard.
That's a hard one. Yeah.
We watched a ton of Fraggle Rock whenever it came on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to think all the way back in history.
Smurfs, He-Man.
Smurfs, yeah, like all those things. Like I feel like I saw all of them. Like I liked all of them. Every Saturday morning was like Saturday morning was true cartoon day.
It was so wonderful.
And it's when we actually had cartoons on.
But think of what you just said. You just said, I saw all of them. Because you didn't have a choice. That was the only thing that was on.
Right.
It's not like Netflix where I didn't know that show existed.
Right.
If you were watching cartoons on Saturday morning, you watched whatever the hell Channel 4, 5, or 11, or 9 threw on.
Like Mighty Mouse?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mighty Mouse. Danger Mouse? Remember Danger Mouse?
Yeah. Danger Mouse. Yeah.
Tailspin. Whale.
Chip and Dale's.
Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers.
Corey's favorite bar.
Boy. It's I'm starting to jog my memory now.
But what about Simpsons, South Park, Beavis and Butthead, all those, the Family Guys of the world?
Yeah, that's my number.
Yeah. Family Guy?
Family Guy, is it really?
That's on my top, do you know how you say you have a Mount Rushmore of shows?
Sure.
That's on my top four shows of all time.
Of all
animated
time.
Animated or otherwise.
Yes. Everything. Yeah, you want to hear my top four?
I can't wait to hear it. Well, hang on, let me do this right, because during the break, Tommy said,
oh yeah.
Listen, hey,
do you have a song called Heads Will Roll in the System? And I said, I don't know. I'll look it up. Why? He goes, because it's the all-time banger.
Oh, this is wrong. This isn't it.
Is this the wrong remix?
It's kind of it. Yeah, it's a wrong remix, though.
Well, that's the only one we have, though.
Okay, that's
that makes me want to eat
glass.
Yeah,
that sounded awful. I'm glad that wasn't the right one.
Glass.
That's the best pregame song. Come on over, like,
on my way.
All right, so let's pretend that remix still didn't happen. Wall.
Yeah, that's fine.
Your top four songs of all time. Or excuse me, shows of all time.
It'd be Family Guy, How I Met Your Mother, The Office, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You have a lot to
that's
learn.
That's eclectic.
That is, yeah.
Let me tell you guys.
I'm down with Fresh Prince.
You got a lot to
learn. That was great.
There's no way that holds up, right? No.
I love Fresh Prince.
There's no way the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air still holds up.
You didn't see it new, T.O. You must have saw reruns of that, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So what did I? So I think I missed one.
Family Guy. Well, Mount Rushmore. Well, four presidents.
Yeah,
we're doing Mount Rushmore.
So one.
It's his mountain.
We're not doing a top five. Yeah. We're doing Mount Rushmore.
It's your mountain, baby.
Yeah.
Honorable mention.
All right. So you're Mount Rushmore, and then your unfinished Crazy Horse. You can add.
There you go. Thank you.
On there as you want, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Boy Meets World.
Oh yeah.
All time.
Are you an alcoholic?
I got to tell you guys about a TV show. You're going to make fun of me, so I'm going to talk to these two, because they won't make fun of me. But they might.
Well, I might.
Can we ask you when you're done what your favorite cartoon
Project
is?
Project Runway?
Oh, that show wails. Oh, God, yeah.
Probably Scooby-Doo, by the way. But no. So last night, my daughter is obsessed with a show called Riverdale. It's the Archie comics.
The teen,
Right. Yeah, Howie knows what we're talking about. So we watch it every week together. It's one of our things we can do. Last night there was a new debut of a show on that came on right after it. I don't remember the name of it. Somebody's gonna have to help me out because I'm old and my memory's going. But, it was one of those things where I was too lazy to get up and walk across the room to get the channel changer. So I was gonna watch it, right? I'd rather sit there and watch something I don't care about than stand up at this point. And it's about this young lady, this is sad, but stay with me, okay? Who, as a young lady, finds out she's dying of cancer. She's got cancer. She's going to die.
It's called life sentence.
Thank you. So she goes through all the treatment. Meanwhile, they're telling her, you're not going to live probably, past 20. That's
depressing. Why did you bring that up?
It is. You're a short timer. So her mom or dad or brother or sister, everybody around her is preparing themselves. And she prepares herself. They raise her in a way saying, enjoy every day of your life. We're not going to be sad every day of your life. We're going to live every day. Your damn life is going to be great. So they do that. And, at the end, when she thinks, she's getting close to the end, she says, I need to know what real love. So I'm going to go. So she goes to Paris, spoiler alert. She goes to Paris, meets a dude, falls in love. They get married right away because she may die any day. And every night that they make love, they light candles and it's like, cause this may be the last day we ever make love, And then they find a cure. And from that moment, every part of her life changes, not because she's going to live, but because everybody in her life thought she was going to die. And it's a fascinating concept on a kid's television show because her mom and dad stayed together because they didn't want to break up until after she died. Now she's going to live.
So they're like, I'm tired of you.
And mom leaves him for another woman because she's gay. She's known for a while. but she's staying together for the daughter.
This is great kid stuff.
Dude, I know.
Yeah, this is great.
But it's teenager stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then the girl, the main character, thinks to herself, well, I love this guy. I don't want to spend the rest of my life with this guy. I thought I was going to die soon. Right. It's a fascinating concept, man.
This guy thinks every time we bang, we got to go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, no, for real, right. And he's kind of like...
candles.
As terrible as this sounds, I love anything like that AWOL Nation song. If it's brand new and I've never heard it before, thumbs up, man. Mm-hmm. This is a concept I've never heard anybody ever do and never thought of before, man. You know?
So it's a movie or a show?
It's a TV show. It's a weekly series. And so it's going to be interesting to find out what happens with her marriage and all this stuff. I'm kind of hooked on this show. I hope the story continues to be as inventive as that was last night.
What channel is it on?
CW.
She'll be hooked on meth here pretty soon. I can already tell you how the story's going to go.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are you a writer on this series?
I'm a consultant. I'm not really a writer. Yeah.
Really? Well done, so
she'll break up the guy from Pierre from Paris.
Pierre,
because it wasn't really true love; it was lust, and she thought it was love.
Sure.
They'll break up. That. She'll spiral away. She'll start dabbling in drugs. She'll be pregnant. It's. I've seen this story 1,000 times.
Does she know whose it is?
Pierre's.
It's Pierre's.
No, it's not Pierre's. No.
Who's Pierre?
The reason just some why guy Chris, at the, some guy at the halfway house.
The reason why Chris is most likely the only one that likes the show is. Chris is the only one that legitimately doesn't care that this show is aimed at 15 and 16-year-old girls. Well, the rest of us would hate it instantly.
But to be fair, he doesn't care. So is his wallet.
Hey, listen, that's fine. May I go back to what Chuck Klosterman said in his fantastic book, 4?
Go for it.
There's no such thing as a guilty pleasure. If it gives you pleasure, don't feel guilty.
100%.
That's a great point.
Go ahead.
True. I see this going down the path of she starts turning tricks.
I'm liking it more, actually, now that you're telling me this. Yeah. If this is not where it goes, can you please write fan fiction about this?
Well, it's very much parallel to Pretty Woman. Then an attractive, rich gentleman finds her.
Tell me more about him.
Sort of.
Yeah, hopefully you.
Yeah, tell me the actor you're thinking might be in this.
A guy like Jamie Dornan.
Oh.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Okay, all right.
Gotcha. Man, he's maybe the worst actor of all time.
I like it. I mean, I like
Steps are better actors.
I like the way you see this going.
I'm already like 2 seasons past. Yeah. So, I'm creative and I can come up with stuff. But 3 seasons, that's too much.
Yeah.
So I can give you the arc of two seasons past.
Well, and this is one of the things my wife and I did debate going back to reality for a second at the end of the episode. Eventually, and this is terrible. I'm sorry. Please stay with. Don't hate me for saying this, but she's probably going to get cancer again and die, right, at the end of the series, don't you think?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, right? Like, that's the end of the arc of the story.
Right.
Yeah.
It goes full circle. And
I would think so, right?
What's that movie hockey we watched?
Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, did we cry.
That sounds like the same thing, kind of.
Did we cry, though, dude?
We sat in the theater for 20 minutes after the film.
We couldn't look at each other. We were so embarrassed.
Yeah, we sobbed.
And I didn't bring tissue, so I had to use my shirt.
You always have tissue on you.
Yeah, but most of the time, I don't want to touch it even.
What an interesting social experiment, though, because let's say one of us was given a terminal disease and had a year to live. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be genuine sadness, but think of how quote unquote fake people would be.
Right? Yeah, no, for sure. That's the point. Yeah.
And not even in an evil way, but just thinking that you have to go through the motions. And then if especially like Sauce, if Sauce for a year, where all of us are like, hey, whatever you want, man. If Sauce after a year was like, hey, I guess I'm going to make it. We go, God, what?
Right.
I spent so much time frolfing with you or whatever the hell I like to do.
What the hell is a frolf?
It's frisbee golf. Frisbee golf.
I don't play that. I'm not. It's too much walking. I like
what if I had a too much walking and I wanted frolf it up?
You golf and you'd.
I ride.
Ride. Not at Spring Park or whatever.
If I had 12 months to live, you wouldn't go caddies. Frolfing with me?
Yeah, you still walk.
Yeah, without my bag.
They don't caddy you.
My mom was told she had 12 months to live. We lived this way for a year.
That's right. You were in high schoolish or something?
The doctor looked at my dad and said she has about 6 to 12 months, so get your ducks in a row.
Holy balls.
Yeah.
Way to bury the lead.
Breast cancer, right?
Yeah, breast cancer. That's why she's the way she is, I'm telling you. And my dad goes, we went broke. We took like 3-week vacation.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, we just went off.
Right, how answer. Long ago was this, T.O.?
I was 3, so I didn't know any better. Gosh, I thought it was like the best time ever.
I thought you were older.
So she's fine.
Oh, she's lived for 23 years after. She's a miracle. Awesome. Yeah, that's why.
Fantastic.
It was her 23rd two weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, like, we celebrate every day. That's why she lives the way she does.
Dude, that's why you guys do steak Sundays.
Exactly. Who cares, right? And then my dad says if we're going to go out to eat or not, we're just like, we're going. Who cares? So, like, that's the way. That's why.
Caution to the wind, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, but he's like,
that's how Chris spends, and he doesn't even have a terminal disease in the family.
Yeah. He has a couple of STDs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea, Theo.
Yeah, just one of those things.
You got one more segment with us or what?
I might stay till 8.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
More with Ben Lover and Tommy Olsen right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
If you ever miss an episode of that, you can podcast at KFAN.com, Fan on Demand. Also, the Power Trip Live Twin Cities Auto Show Friday, March 16th. And we want you to be there, too. The first 103 people to arrive get free admission into the show, breakfast from Supermerica, $100 in gas given away every hour to people. Plus, someone will win a trip for two to Las Vegas with the Power Trip. More details, KFAN.com, keyword auto show, driven by your greater Twin Cities Honda dealers.
Man, what a great run we're on here, man.
A lot of fun.
There's so much going on. I mean, you guys are going to Vegas. We got the auto show. We got...
Let's talk about that, because I know AJ just went through some of the details. So, the first 103 people that show up, right, at the auto show next Friday...
Yeah.
...to come watch the Power Trip Morning Show, you get early access to the auto show. You're the first 103 in, and you get in for free. That's cool, right? Start walking around. Start shopping around.
Yeah.
And you mentioned early access. It's not open.
Right, it's not open to the general. So, the first 103 get in specifically to watch the Power Trip Morning Show and start walking around. But then, out of those 103, four... of those people will be paired with you four playing initials, and then one of those listeners, based on whichever one of you four wins, gets a trip for two to Las Vegas. Dang. All we do on the Power Trip Morning Show is give trips to Las Vegas.
That's awesome.
You get a trip, and you get a trip, and you get a trip.
And if you're going to go to the auto show,
that's the day to go.
Yeah, go Friday.
Get breakfast. You can win a trip to Vegas. You can win free gas from Supermerica.
You
get
in
early.
Get a hug from Sauce.
Yep. Free hugs.
Depends on the mood I'm in.
The moon?
The moon and the mood. When the moon hits your eye like an old pizza
pie. What if I, smack you on the face, Paul?
I won't do anything, but if that happened again and Randy or Dob were there, that guy would have got knocked out.
A new survey asked more than 14,000 people what major scientific and technological breakthroughs they're going to see in their lifetime. And here are the results. I throw out a thing, you tell me whether or not
throw out a thing.
Okay.
Oh.
You tell me whether or not you guys think this will happen in your lifetime, okay? A cure for cancer, yes or no?
All cancer?
It just says a cure for cancer. But yeah, let's just say they figure out how to cure most, if not all, cancers.
I would have said no till I read this thing about nanobites, or what are they called? Nanobots, thank you. Yeah. So I think yes. I think it will happen.
I'll say yes.
I'll say yes as well.
Should we round it off and say 50 years, next 50 years?
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
All right, next 50 years. So you're saying yes?
You think I lived to 97?
You'll
be dead in 5.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
I'm also going to say no. Huh. This one seems to be... Think of how many decades already...
Bring down the room again.
Smartest people in the room, and they can't get there. Yeah. I'm sure they're making giant strides.
That's it. Yeah, think how far they've come in the last 20, probably, compared to those decades.
That's why, when you just talk cancer... I know there's certain types of cancer that are easier to treat than others.
Yeah. Right.
So I think they'll have a better grasp on a lot of the cancers. And I think a lot of the things that we see that seem dangerous and life-threatening now, maybe not so much in 50 years. But as far as curing cancer as like totality, no.
Only reason why I'd be on the fence and probably say that maybe they figure it out is that every technological breakthrough makes the next technological breakthrough happen faster. Right, so it's exponentially getting closer. Yep. So it's not, hey, they're on this pace or they're going to stay on this pace. It gets easier and easier and easier. So maybe I would flip to yes.
Can I ask a specific question surrounding this? When cancer gets cured, do you think that they find a cure for it, or we become so knowledgeable about the things that cause it that we avoid them?
No.
To make
it's got
to
be the cure.
Yeah, I think it's
be because we know that smoking kills cancer.
People still smoke.
Yeah, causes cancer.
Yeah. Robots at work.
What did I say?
You said kills cancer.
That would be ironic.
Yeah, then everybody would smoke.
What do you mean robots?
Like legitimate coworkers that are robots.
Oh, yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
I'm basically one.
Hmm. No.
No.
I don't get it. Like,
not like, no.
No, but like computers. I mean, you think of the radio industry 30 years ago and how people were putting, maybe not 30, but 40, 50 years ago, people were putting records on rather than now it's just these two computer screens in front of Chris.
Yeah.
And it's all automated.
Yeah.
I'm almost 100% yes on this one.
Are you really?
Yep. There's some industries where it doesn't work, but there's so many jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, you don't think there's gonna that at some point McDonald's will have robots taking your orders over people?
Of course, some of them do.
Right, they already have screens that you were.
Yeah, yeah. So this technically already exists, like at the in Detroit in the Ford factories and stuff.
See, like, but I'm thinking like data.
No, but this is legitimate. They're Star talking Trek. About robots where it's artificial intelligence, yeah. Not just machines that are doing your job for you. It's interactive artificial intelligence that you technically work with.
Yes.
I'd say almost 100%.
I would say 100% yes.
Robots in every home.
No.
What do you consider a robot? Like an Alexa?
A Roomba.
Like Alexa who
like
laughs.
Like Rocky had a robot? Like yeah. Pauly's robot?
Like Rosie from the Jetsons.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about that, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I unplugged mine in my bedroom.
This is the actual audio of it. Alexa, just for some reason, has been laughing.
Oh, my God.
In an empty room for no reason.
That was Alexa? Like, that's
the Alexa laugh. Yeah.
Creepy laugh.
Creepy. Mm.
I unplug mine in my bedroom for that reason. Because if I wake up to that, I'm going to pee everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Flying cars. Yes or no?
What's your cat?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think
flying
so.
Flying cars,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did somebody sign on to saying that we're... Oh, no, self-driving cars. That's what they're saying by, like, 2020 or something.
Flying, no.
No.
Because there has to be too much that goes into that.
Yeah,
No. They're going to be marketing some that I saw it on, 60 Minutes the other day. Somebody's already marketing them.
Well, they have,
like, helicopters.
Helicopter taxis.
You're talking mainstream, though?
Well, just...
I mean, they have...
Not everybody,
the
but...
The concept of flying cars has been proven. They've done it.
What?
But I don't think that...
It has?
We made it to the moon!
So, like, where we'd fly home? Like, if I got
some
my car
people,
and I'd fly
sure.
Home.
I'm going to say no.
When flying cars come, do you think that they will replace fully the on the ground cars?
No, because I don't think everybody can afford it.
Well, and how do you put roads in the sky so people don't just
right.
kill
roads?
Each other?
Right.
Well, I'm sure we're going. We don't
like
need roads.
The electric car, Tesla, they're great, but not everybody can afford it.
Not yet.
Yeah, but the new one, it's going to be starting at $30,000.
Do you think everybody could afford the Model T when it came out either? That's the whole point,
right?
What's
a Model T?
Oh, my God. I think I brought this up on the wrong show.
so sorry, we're not all smart.
Traveling to and living on Mars.
No.
Not in our lifetime.
Mars is far away.
I think we're getting to Mars. Living on Mars, I don't... Yeah, it is far away, Paul. I definitely run it on the wrong show.
He's right, though.
Oh, I'm sorry, Einstein. Tell us more about your flying cars.
He's right, though. It is far away.
Yeah.
Can't deny it. I say no on that.
Well, people don't live on the moon yet, and we've been there for, 50, 60, 70 years, whatever it is. And that's way closer than Mars, so yeah, probably.
I think there are so many people that want to get to Mars that it's going to happen in the next 50 years. So, living on Mars and getting to Mars, very different.
Sure.
And we've talked about this.
We don't even know if you can live on Mars yet.
Well, yeah, and I assume they'll figure that out before they get there. But
sure.
My guess is that first group is essentially a suicide mission, right?
Yeah.
You're not coming back.
Yeah.
Or do you wait so long, 20, 30, 40 years, where you're convinced you can get them back? And how long would it take? Didn't they say it was like a 9-8? What is it? An 8-9 year trip? Like it's a crazy round trip.
Oh, yeah. No thanks.
So one way is like 8 or 9 years.
I don't remember. I thought maybe round trip. It was something like that.
Wow.
Maybe it was 10 months each way. Maybe it's months.
But then that's technology too.
Right.
8 or 9 years seems like a really long time.
Yeah. Maybe it's months. I don't remember the number.
The journey from Earth to Mars takes about 300 days.
Okay, so almost 10 months.
Yeah. No kidding. That's not bad.
No, but then again, can you get back?
Can you get up and walk around and stuff, or do you have to stay in your seat the whole time?
You got to stay buckled the whole time.
I think if they sent us, how tired you guys would get of me. I'd be so annoying by the time we reach Neptune. You'd be like, God, shut up.
By the time we reach Neptune.
Is that before Mars?
Come on.
I'm serious. I don't know.
Come on. Hey, wait a minute. Non-bit mode. Can you literally not name the planets in order?
No.
You can't. Come on.
I'm dead serious.
Give it a shot. Start at the sun and go out.
Earth?
Are you? Come on.
No, Venus.
Are you serious?
You're kidding, right?
No, I don't know. I'm dead serious.
How can you not know that?
I don't know.
Why you don't do know I need the closest knowledge? To the you don't know the closest planet
Saturn?
Oh my God.
Be honest, please, be honest.
I do not know. I'm dead serious.
If I gave you $100 right now to say the closest planet to the sun, you couldn't do it?
Is it Mars?
No.
I'm telling you this much right now.
I'm thinking he's
there are a lot of people listening right now that exists. Can't do it
yeah,
either.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Even the first planet?
I'm not.
Can you name them?
No.
You
100%.
Can.
Yeah,
well, but what about the first planet?
I can name the planets. I don't know the order.
When you say this planet, I feel like he might say, I forgot about that one.
What about the first planet?
Yeah, he will.
The first planet, the closest to the sun.
He can't do it. That's what I'm asking him to do. Just the first one.
Come on, be honest.
He can't get it.
You love him singing for Queen.
Oh, Mercury.
There you go. Yeah. Then...
Earth.
Oh my gosh.
Venus.
I don't know. I'm being dead serious. I do not know.
Remember that old show, Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
That's Earth.
That's Earth.
Okay, so in between that would be
Mercury.
Venus.
Right, because I just made the V Earth. Shape with
yeah,
my mouth
you did.
There, so I gave it away.
Oh, there's a jingle to it. It's like Minnesota Vikings. You remember, I remember there's a way. I used to memorize it.
What's the Minnesota Vikings jingle?
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona.
Like that.
Saved by the Bell fans will remember that that for the Knowledge Bowl thing that they went through, Mvemschnapp bit.
Yeah, that's why I thought it started with Venus.
There's an Mvemschnapp. The M sound is before the V bit. And, of course, the schnapp part of it, the Pluto technically doesn't count anymore.
You graduated from what school?
I barely graduated. Minnetonka High School.
So, after Earth.
But I'm not the only one that knows it. Doesn't know it.
I just think it's weird that you don't, that's all.
I'm surprised strange. That you didn't know, like, the Mercury.
I haven't had to think about that stuff in years. Is this a science class?
No, but when we're discussing can we get to Mars and you don't even know where it is in relation to Earth.
Well, because I'm never going to have to go there. I don't know where...
Or will you have
I don't
to.
Know where Russia is. Doesn't mean I have to point it out.
Wait.
Yeah, we can't know where before Russia we got the Neptune. Okay.
Right. Is that still a thing? Okay, fine. I'll just be serious all the time.
Favorite planet, go.
Earth.
Second favorite.
Uranus.
There it is.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm back. Thank you.
Prism Research brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Ben, when we come back, everybody is getting either released, traded, or rumored to be released or traded from the Seattle Seahawks. I want your opinion on a couple of guys, because Sauce is all in on Earl Thomas. He wants Earl Thomas in purple.
Mm. I just want your opinion on Michael Bennett.
You know my opinion on Michael Bennett.
The former Viking running back?
That one, too.
Thank you, Prism Research, for giving us the weirdest segment I think I've ever sat through.
I have two more hypotheticals, too. Oh.
I love hypotheticals. Could you give us one before we go to break?
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever be able to fly, like, twice as fast to, like, commercial flights? Or, like, here to Florida, it'll be not 3 hours, it'll be, like, an hour?
Sure.
And then do you think, a second one, really quick, Do you think we'll have a pill that comes out where you can say, I only want to take in 1,800 calories today, and here you go, I'm going to pop it, and then you can eat whatever you want, but only take in 1,800 calories?
That's
the dream right there.
Yeah, I agree. That's the dream.
That's been hockey's been forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you read something recently that there's something that
they're
close?
Closing in. Yeah. they're closing in.
And hockey would pay so much for
it'd
that.
Be great
so
for
would
all
I.
Of us.
Yeah. Oh,
it'd be
yeah.
Great for
my
all
life
us.
Savings I would throw into that.
Anybody else think we should put Tommy and Sauce on a spaceship and send him to whatever planet is closest?
I want to go too, because I don't
Yeah, so we do drinks
and let's get confirmed to Mars.
Yeah.
What's the first
Mars? Space sodies.
Science sodies.
Vikings News is next. Downtown lights, see, when the stars come out. Oh, when the stars come out.
Prizes, prizes, prizes continue. This time, Nitro Circus, Target Center, October 3rd. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. The You Got This Tour features Nitro Circus's best athletes from FMX, BMX, scooter, and inline. Crazy tricks, completely ill-advised stunts. We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now. 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326. Just a little thank you for listening to the Power Trip, caller number 11.
That's right. Hey, by the way, everybody out there, if you got no plans on Saturday night, please come down to Lucky Palooza, right on 7th Street in St. Paul.
Lucky?
Lucky Palooza, that's right. Celebration in St. Paul, outdoor show, going to be fun. My new project, Three Decades of Rock. It's my cover band idea that I got. We're going to play for the first time. It's going to be Saturday night, 7 to 9.
What time will that be?
Saturday night, 7 to 9. Covers of some of your favorite rock songs from the 70s and 80s.
Can you
and
like,
90s.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm done now.
That's a hell of an
I'm
idea.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. I like playing my own music, you know, but every now and again, a concert like this calls for a party and not a concert, if you
gotcha.
Know what I mean.
I got you.
So that's what I'm doing. So come on out if you got time.
Huh? Sauce.
Yeah, babe.
You can feel better.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We posted a poll on the Power Trip Twitter. No.
Oh.
Power Trip Twitter account at Power Trip KFAN.
Yeah.
And we asked, be honest, can you name all of the planets in our solar system in order? So if everybody's being honest, and we just started this about 5 minutes ago.
It's the internet. No one's honest.
Well, I asked them to be honest, and it's technically anonymous, right? Only 53% say that they can do it.
Ooh.
Which, that floors me, but I just thought that was one of those things that almost every kid had to learn, and it stuck with. But apparently a lot of people on Twitter are just saying, I knew that when I was 8, and now I don't remember the order, or I don't even know if I can name all of them.
See, the only thing that really stuck with me through grade school was Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, Rainbow Bitch.
Yeah, the Rainbow Bitch, right? But I think the solar system's like Sauce saying, like, you don't ever think about that. Like, you might have learned it, and I might have stuck with you for maybe a year or two, but I don't think I could name all the planets in order.
Hmm. Thank you.
I mean, I knew it was like Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
So far, so good.
Neptune?
Nope.
No.
Damn. Saturn?
Nope.
Not Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Yeah, the big dog.
Jupiter is that?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Pluto. If Pluto counts and it doesn't anymore.
Another thing I remember PEMDAS?
What? No.
From math?
What is that?
PEMDAS?
No.
It's like parentheses, exclamation point, multiplication.
Oh, you know what? You know what you're thinking? I love you, period. Do you love me, question mark?
Please,
exclamation point. I want to hold you in parentheses. You remember that song?
I used to sing
it. I love that song.
Dude, I know what that. Is that for math, then?
No, listen, I don't know. I think it was just a jingle.
I remember this so well. I used to sing the very first line of that song about once a month in high school with my my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was classic at that time.
That was loathe, not love.
Yeah. Oh, no. Trust me. It was like, yeah. Thank you, God, period.
I got you.
Exclamation point.
I'm not a daddy.
That's the remix.
And then did you guys have like a state and capital song?
No. And I wish I had.
I learned the state song, the alphabetical order of all the states.
Oh, we didn't have
that. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona. Yeah, so for sure.
No, we didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that either.
Yeah. Man,
it's weird how the brain works, though, man, because I can remember, and this is, I can't explain it, but I can remember the song we sang at the campfire at Camp Wilson in sixth grade, and we were there for 3 days. We probably sang it 20 times in 3 days. And I'm 47 years old right now. I can remember it, every word.
Is it like specific to that camp, you think?
Yeah. Well, I think. What aren't you? Ishkidly on Bowden Bobo Skadit and Dan. What aren't you? Hey, did fiddly fiddly skidly on Bowden Bobo Skadit and Dan. What aren't you? That's what we sang at the campfire. I remember it.
Scat, you know who else sings that?
Who? Scatman?
Yeah, great point.
He's trying. He's trying really hard. I can see
stupid ass hourglass.
Do you guys have a camp song? Did you guys go to camp in school?
No.
None of you did?
No, but it is weird how like a specific line, word for word, sticks out. I will never forget the gal that I asked to prom, and I'm like, will you go to prom with me? And her exact line, this is every single word, she goes, no.
You'll never forget that.
I'll never forget that.
No. Burned in your memory.
She forgot it immediately, by the way.
Do we not have it? There he is.
Vikings news.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown! I love you, period.
Presented by...
Do you love me? Question mark.
Yes, I do.
Ben, so the Seattle Seahawks are blowing it up. The Legion of Boom is essentially dead, right? There's rumors that they're going to cut Richard Sherman in the next couple days, and even his mom.
She bounced at Richard Simmons.
They can't even find him.
Say Richard Seymour.
Sweating to the oldies.
Hawk's done that.
Richard Sherman's mom on Facebook or Instagram or something posted something like, my son's time in Seattle's done. Then she retracted later and said, hey, I'm just reacting to what you guys are saying, so I don't have any inside information. But the rumor is that Sherman's out in Seattle. They traded Michael Bennett to Philadelphia. There's rumors that Earl Thomas is available for a trade if somebody really throws a big deal at him. So it looks like they're just moving on. Hmm. So if you're Russell Wilson, what are you thinking if they're blowing up your defense? And then if a guy like Earl Thomas is available, Sauce wants all in. Your thoughts on some of these potentially available free agent or acquisitions of the Seahawks, whether it's Sherman or Thomas?
I wouldn't touch Sherman. You know, Achilles injuries are really, really tough to come back from. And Richard wasn't he wasn't exactly the quickest twitch guy anyway. And the fact that he had some spurs taken out of the other Achilles ankle area. So he's had two. I missed that.
That was a Spurs joke.
Yeah. Oh. So he's had two Achilles surgeries in this last offseason. So I don't know if you want to put up with that and the personalities. And that's the big thing, I think, with all of the guys with Seattle is they were allowed to basically run the roost. And I think that is potentially problematic for some of these guys because they had no leash on them. They could do whatever they wanted. It was a freelance deal in the locker room. And I think meshing with other teams is going to be an issue. I think the Michael Bennett trade is going to be an issue. You know, team chemistry was such a big thing for the Eagles, whether it was intentional or not. You know, bringing in Chris Long last year from the Patriots, they said, you know, he didn't have statistically a great year. He's not the most dynamic player, but they said he was one of the key acquisitions as far as building team chemistry and allowing guys I think to have fun but stay focused because he learned so much from what the Patriots did. I think Bennett is the exact opposite. I think he's a guy that has proven his time in Seattle to be sort of a cancer, and I'm surprised that they're willing to inject a player like that into their locker room. So and based on what Seattle did to give him up, they wanted to get rid of him for whatever. Like they didn't. It wasn't a high priority to keep him. So that's also telling when a pretty productive guy just doesn't not even wanted by the team. It was like, just get rid of him. We just need something just to make this make sense. And then also, you know, since we're talking about Seattle, I mean, the other part of it is not only does Russell Wilson have to worry about what's going on with their defense, but, you know, they've had some changes offensively too with their coaching staff that people aren't excited about. You know, Pete Carroll's hired his son as the wide receiver coach, and there's been some grumblings that, you know, he's not even qualified for that job. So then you start getting into that mix as well. So, yeah, Seattle, and I forget who wrote the article maybe four or five months ago talking about all of this. Like, get ready this offseason. This is going to be a bad offseason for the Seahawks. They just are not going to be able to keep their star players on defense. The Legion of Boom is going to be disintegrated. Guys are going to start being shipped off, and that's exactly what's happening.
You like this is long-term speculation, but do you like the Rams or the Niners now?
As far as the way they're built?
With that division. Now that Seattle looks like they're kind of falling apart, Arizona doesn't have a quarterback yet. They didn't lose with Garoppolo at starter with the Niners, and of course the Rams are the real deal too. So who do you like moving forward, the Rams or the Niners?
I mean, the Rams the 49ers right now are the sexy pick just because of
the
Garoppolo.
Beaver.
And
Rosen.
I still think...
That's not a team.
I still think the Rams are going to be the team for the next 2 years unless the Niners can find a run game that's comparable to the Rams. I think it's going to be the Rams at least for this next year. But we'll see what happens with I like the way the 49ers are built. And you saw how good they can be with just a competent quarterback, you know, in the last 5-6 games.
Night and day.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't lose. Right.
Weren't they winless before that, though?
I think they may have had one.
I think
they
had one. Yeah.
Would you trade a second-round pick for Old Thomas?
Old Thomas?
Old Thomas, that's his dad.
Sign me, you son of a bitch.
There he is.
A second-round pick for him. I think the value is there. But again, I don't know. You've got a guy that has a lot of question marks surrounding his devotion to the game at this point. You know, he suffers an injury, and immediately he's like, I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Roethlisberger. You know, now they're starting to talk about, do we do another small extension with him? But I wouldn't when you got a guy he's questioning his own commitment to the game. So I think Earl Thomas sort of hurt himself when he got injured early on, saying, like, I'm done, I'm going to retire. And I know that that's partly emotional, but you got to think that was a little bit on the forefront of his mind even before that happened, that he was, like, just willing to throw in the towel. So as talented as he is, I'm not sure I would want to go with somebody that's an aging star player. How much are you going to get out of him when he's doesn't even sound he's totally committed to the game right now either.
Is there a player in the NFL that has lost more Super Bowls because of Tom Brady than Ben Roethlisberger?
No.
Imagine how many you have. Maybe.
That's a really good question, Hart.
I mean, he's... they've been
or
great.
Or Rivers.
I mean, wasn't it like years and years in a row where it was the AFC Championship, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady?
Yeah, maybe right. Yeah, there you go. But boy, Ben falls under that too, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
If he hadn't had Tom Brady in his way, how many would he have?
I mean, that you could say that or, for the AFC.
Or Blake Bortles last year.
Natural.
It was like when Snow was trying to rap and like Dre and Snoop were a big deal.
That's a great point.
You just get overlooked.
I don't see the correlation.
Yeah.
When we come back, Mark Rosen joins the Power Trip Morning Show.
Tommy's leaving.
And Tommy is leaving now.
Yeah. Are you taking up Hawk's offer? Job.
Taking my offer or not, T.O.?
For Vegas?
Yep. Yeah. I'm buying your flight if you go.
And it's just me?
You can't do it.
Okay, never mind.
Tommy, how about this? What if I sweeten the pot? What if you and I are sitting at a blackjack table, poker table? First drink's on me.
What if I sweeten the pot and I just say... I can't think of anything clever.
He'll sweeten the pot by bringing some really sweet pot.
Yeah, it's legal there.
What if we all learn about Uranus in Vegas together?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll put them in the right order.
I love you, too.
Love
bye,
you, guys.
Bye,
Mark Rosen is next. Tennessee whiskey.
Been doing it all morning. We'll continue doing it. A pair of seats to WWE Live up for grabs, and those could get upgraded to floor seats and meet and greet passes. We're going to do that drawing later today, but I'm giving away a pair in the door today. The event is tomorrow. Target Center, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326. Caller number 8 wins the tickets.
How long are you going to talk?
He's done, I think. Thank you, AJ. Hey, by the way, speaking of giveaways... number one, thank you, AJ, for being here and for helping me take care of this and actually doing it all yourself. I don't know why I said helping. You're doing it all. So that's number one. Number two, we're not quite done yet. At some point during this hour, you'll hear just a snippet of a Metallica song.
That's right.
When you hear it, you best call and be the 11th caller. And if you are the 11th caller, you're going to win tickets to see Metallica.
Yeah, Target Center, September 4th. Tickets are on sale now.
Rosie loves that song, Fuel, right? Give me fuel, give me fire.
Great
give
point.
Me that, what I just...
Yeah, right. Where's that
you,
bit?
I heard
yeah.
you sing that on a promo the other day. You nailed it.
I did, thank you.
You love that
Thank
jam.
You very much.
Hell of a voice you have, a songbird.
Was it a promo or a segue, do you think?
It was a segue.
I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe.
I might as well get stoned.
Hell yeah. That's a whole lot of fun.
A whole lot of Rosie.
Oh, great song.
One time, right? When you lived down on the U, you were toking it up.
Just once.
Just experimental. Did not inhale.
That's the best part.
I know it is. Tell me about it.
Can you, like, shut up?
Hey!
That's the other best part of it. Listen, watching Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
It's a 25th anniversary.
Is it really?
Can you, like, shut up?
Brilliant.
Take the power trip with you this summer. Listen live or podcast us on the iHeartRadio.
That's
way.
Me.
Just another great
Just
way to
up.
Listen to the fan.
He is the worst voice in the
world. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's not it. Maybe it is a promo. Yeah. I liked it, though. It was funny. You were singing, give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
You were?
I did. I did a promo. Did a promo with
Dave Allen.
Sounded
Dave
nice.
Allen.
Good bit.
It was very funny.
You're pretty good, you.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
It's true. They're located in the very building we are in.
Right. Go downstairs. Go get something nice. Right. And when you walk in Continental Diamond, there's a chance you might see Mark Rosen walking out.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean,
being
it's
chased, being chased by the authorities,
right.
mostly.
Right.
No, they'd never kick you out, Rose.
No, they wouldn't.
You want to hug meat sauce, just stand outside of Continental Diamond.
Correct.
You'll probably walk right past me.
I'll hug anybody.
ContinentalDiamond.com.
Not anybody.
Bovada. You guys are familiar with gambling, right? You guys like gambling?
It's a dating app, right?
Heard of it.
Yeah.
Bovada posted the updated version of which team will Kirk Cousins be on for week one of the 2018 NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals are 15-1. The Jets are third at 5-1. The Broncos are 10-3.
What's that mean?
It's 3.3-1.
Thank you, Corey.
And the Minnesota Vikings are 1-3. The overwhelming favorite now in Las Vegas is that the Vikings will get Kirk Cousins.
In the words of Brandon Molesky, it's a bad value bet. I was just talking to Sauce about that. If you go to Vegas, if you put $200 down, you'll probably get what?
66.
60 bucks
minus
back.
The juice. Yeah,
there you
That's
go. So
it.
It's no, it's not. Well, if you want to have the ticket and say I did it, I picked it, go right ahead. But and that well, think about that. They were not even close to being the top pick. I think when the first betting lines came out,
they weren't on the board as of like 2 weeks ago.
No,
I think they were at like 35-1.
I wonder what the cap is on a prop
bet
like
200.
This.
Yeah, not much.
Because technically,
you could know.
Rick Spielman could bet it
100%. That's why they
tell
some.
Sure, of course they have to. That makes sense.
Whales.
Yeah,
it's I the can't best. Wait to gamble.
Ben, is that essentially how you see it? Vikings favored. Broncos second, Jets third, Cardinals fourth.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you be shocked?
You wouldn't flip-flop the Jets and the Broncos? You think the Broncos are more likely?
Based on Kirk's motivations to win now over money, yeah. The Broncos are the most closely related to what the Vikings have as far as the way they're built. So, yeah.
Would you be shocked if he isn't a Viking?
At this point, with all the rumors, when there's smoke, at this point, usually there's fire.
Yeah.
And I like how everybody's sort of starting to play it off. When the terms got leaked, the 3 years, $90 million, or whatever.
Somebody make that up. Great. Mm.
So what's going to happen is if those are true, if that's kind of like if that's congruent to what's happened in the past as far as the terms come out and like, oh boy, this shouldn't have leaked. This looks like tampering.
Right.
We need to at the end 11th hour we're going to change the terms so we can just like say, well, that was whatever somebody had was just like they just made that up. So I think the terms will be a little different. The numbers gonna be a little different if it actually comes to fruition. You already see when those numbers came out, you could already see that Kirk put out a social media thing saying, hey, for the first time ever, I get to choose where I'm gonna go. So like there was. It seems like to me, in a conspiracy theory sort of way, his camp is telling him to like play everything off, just act like there's nothing mm-hmm. going on. Everybody's kind of trying to like backtrack and say the right thing. So I think that it is a done deal. Now they're just waiting.
That's a great point because they can't actually have a conversation or actually
Monday.
Obviously exchange offers. But inside the halls of Winter Park, except now you have to see inside the halls of Tria Orthopedic Center.
Correct.
Or whatever. Is that what it's called?
What's it? Tria.
Not Tria.
Twin Cities.
Uh-oh. I just
You're
messed
fired.
Up.
They
I just
say
lost.
TCO.
TCO.
Yeah, TCO, Rose.
I'll be calling it Winter Park for the next 5 years. Yeah, anyway, are you convinced that the Vikings are convinced that this will happen? Because Plan B all of a sudden could, this when they play this musical chairs, and Keenum now is being coveted by the Denver Broncos, you got to make sure that you got your guy probably Wednesday. I would assume. You think they're sure that this
is
going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, if all these rumors are not true and they really are just rumors, the Vikings themselves have to be pissed because it's sort of it's foiling any sort of Plan B and Plan
sure.
C or even what their Plan A is. You know,
correct.
It could foil what their Plan A is. So they're in a sticky situation because if none of this is true, then they potentially could lose everybody.
That's the point.
Now they can talk to Case right now. So if this is all hearsay, mm-hmm. the Vikings are not interested in Kirk Cousins, they can get on the phone and say, hey, Case, this is all a hot mess right now. None of this is true. We just want you to know, essentially, you're our guy. I mean, they can do that because he's under contract.
Yes,
is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, he's still under contract. So they can talk to all three of the guys right now. They can talk to Sam, Teddy, and Case and have as many conversations with their representatives as much as they can. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can talk to the players at all. This is the dead period where you can't even talk to players unless it's about family and friends. And
obviously, I don't want you to name names. Who's talking to Case?
What do you mean?
Kirk. Kirk, not Case. Sorry. Who's talking to Kirk?
I don't know. I don't know how they get. I don't know how they circumvent the system. You know, if you can't talk to their you can't talk to their agent, I don't know how far down the line you can play the game of telephone within the agency.
Yeah.
You know, can you talk to a runner and that runner, even though they might not be a certified NFL agent, can you talk to that player or that person and say, hey, here's what we're thinking, and then that person plays telephone all the way up the line? I think you probably can, especially, I don't know who he's repped by.
Hockey knows.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Sal Paradise.
Yes, yeah, Sal Paradise.
Okay, so Sal Paradise, if he's part of CAA or one of these big agencies, well,
it's Rochester Institute of Medicine. That's what he's part of.
Mm.
Go ahead, yeah, man.
The RIMS.
Can you, like, great agency. Shut up?
Okay. So I don't know how that all works out, but I can imagine that I'm sure that there is a cutoff point where that far down the line is not being enforced.
Well, like every great deal, it'll be consummated at Manny's next Tuesday night for the Vikings.
How do players Shocking. Tampering with the players factor in? Because you'll see sometimes a tweet or something that is essentially recruiting a player to come to their team. Are they not under the same tampering rules as the front office?
I don't think so. I don't think that you can police the politicking that happens within players. Because Von Miller did the same thing. I mean, he tweeted at Cousins,
yeah,
you know, saying that he wants him to come to Denver. I think you can do that. I don't think that you can.
Yeah, I don't think there are any restrictions on players.
Yeah, I don't think you can handcuff the players' voices and their opinions. I mean, those are just
so. I sure, mean, players
that's fair game.
Reach out. I mean, players are they get phone numbers and they text and they'll reach out whether it's in the public eye or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
It happens in the NBA all the time. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the NBA, Chris.
Nice.
Man, I'm hoping here.
The Houston Rockets have a 17-game win streak. Beat the Greek Freak and the Milwaukee Bucks 110-99. 17 straight for the Houston Rockets. Can Mark Rosen, they beat the Golden State Warriors?
Yes, they can.
Oh, will they?
Well, they may as well just fast forward to the Western Conference Finals right now. Because barring any serious injury, and with all due respect to nice little teams like the Wolves have, and hopefully we'll make the playoffs. Well, you know, without Butler, it's going to be... it'll be a tough task even getting in, and I think they will. But it's so clear in the West that it's two teams. That's it. They may as well just get out of the way. Even San Antonio.
Not even in the West. This is why Adam Silver is thinking about doing the 1-16.
Oh, here we go.
We need these two teams in the finals.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Although, you know, again, you can't discount what the Cavaliers are going to be like. As they get better. No, they probably can't. I watched a little bit of the game late last night, but LeBron is still on fire. He's playing better basketball right now than I think he ever has in his career, which is really saying something. So, I mean, get Kevin Love back, add a little another piece. They added some young pieces to the team. Celtics are a nice team, but I agree. If they reseeded all the teams, 1-16.
Those are the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. And it's not even close right now.
Whichever one of those teams emerges out of the West is going to be a heavy favorite in the finals.
Yeah, that's just a titanic Whether it's battle. Against We've
Toronto,
had some good ones, but
Cleveland, Boston, it's not going to matter.
And I really hope both favorites. Those teams stay completely healthy.
That
you
want
to
nice.
See
yeah.
their best against the best. That would be fantastic.
Well said.
I'm going to go ahead and do this story now so we don't have to talk about basketball anymore the rest of the show, if that's okay with you guys.
No.
Sure. Listen to this, and maybe I'm late to this, but I hadn't seen it until assistant unofficial producer Brandon sent me this story. Former Golden State Warriors number one draft pick Joe Smith reportedly has lost nearly all of his $60 million he earned over his 16-year NBA career.
Under the table and from Kevin McHale.
Great album.
He's down to $3,000.
Ooh, wait. Heat sauce?
Sauce that has Joe more money Smith? Than Joe Smith?
That Joe Smith.
Yikes.
I do have more money I mean, than
the deal that got the Timberwolves in all that trouble?
Yeah.
Number one draft pick.
God.
So let me tell you the rest of the story. Here's where it gets kind of odd. He's getting help from Alex Rodriguez. The relationship between the two ex-athletes is the basis of a new cable TV reality special called Back in the Game. The show premieres at 9 o'clock, March 13th on CNBC. It was announced today. That's what, Tuesday? Something like that, probably? Tuesday or Wednesday next week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The hour-long special... Executive produced by Michael Strahan, follows Rodriguez as he steps in to help Smith regain financial balance. According to CNBC in a news release, Back in the Game pairs Rodriguez, now a mentor to athletes, with Joe Smith. Rodriguez is, quote, determined to find a way to build Joe's confidence and get him back on solid financial footing.
Wow.
and time travel back so he can get an NBA contract. Because he's never getting that money back.
16 years is a long career, man.
I assume
$3,000 left after that.
On the show, he describes whether it was agents, bad investments. However, all this money disappeared, which is not unusual. The big
constantly picking up the tab.
Buying $3,000 of sunset.
Cars.
Cheese.
Yeah. But that's not a bad thing. Rossi almost did that.
I know.
Mostly investments that I would think that
In 2014, TMZ ran a story in which Smith claimed his ex-girlfriend, Monice Slaughter, from Love and Hip in Hollywood, I don't know, bilked him out of a ton of money. And it also says in the promo that he was living large.
Yeah.
And now he's got nothing left.
Well, lesson learned. Never date a gal with the last name Slaughter.
Right? Unless it's Sergeant Slaughter.
Not a gal.
That's a gal? Date her all you want. I don't think he's going to like it much. Is he still with us?
God, yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter?
I think.
Rosie, you know how on Tuesdays, once in a while, you and Mike Graham and Justin Gard, you talk to young P.J. Fleck?
We do during the football season.
Football season, right?
Every Tuesday.
Sauce and Hawk and I, on Tuesday, were at his little spring practice press conference.
What?
I can't believe you weren't there.
I didn't know you guys were there.
We got a big-time exclusive. We'd like to play it back when we come
back. I can't wait to hear it.
The Power Trip and P.J. Fleck, right after this on The Fan.
The Nitro Circus, coming to Target Center October 3rd. The You Got This Tour, completely ill-advised stunts, never-before-seen tricks. And I have a pair of tickets to give away right now. 651-995-326, 800-320-5326, call number 8.
Thank you, AJ.
Well, Sauce, now you can feel even better. Now we have over 1,000 votes because that poll's been up for, 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
You might want to get that looked at.
51% say they cannot name all of the planets in our solar system
in
order.
That's nice of that.
So you are in the majority. I thought you were in the minority. I was wrong.
Perfect.
More people say they cannot do it. Rosie, can you do it? Can you name all of the planets in order?
Oh, God. I heard you guys talking about it.
What?
Mercury, Venus.
Right.
Our little planet.
Yes.
Mars.
Right.
Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
Nailed it.
Jupiter, Saturn.
Yes.
Uranus.
Yes.
Wait, what was that?
Is that funny? You find that funny?
He does.
You're only missing one. No, Pluto's out, right?
Pluto's out.
So Neptune.
Neptune.
Right? Okay.
That's pretty good, buddy.
You only missed Saturn and Jupiter.
Yeah, those two I get confused by those. Mm-hmm. I never get confused about Uranus.
Thank you.
I like how he looked right at Sauce.
I love it because you know what? Rosie's giving up the ghost.
Yeah.
He's just like Rosie's muse.
Yesterday, he liked strawberry flavored edible underwear. Everything is on the table now.
Well,
for Rosen. You don't even care anymore.
I don't care anymore.
It doesn't matter, right?
Both of you, Ben Lieber and Mark Rosen, have had a chance to be around PJ Fleck. Ben, you've had some sessions with him when you did college football.
What?
You've talked to him, you've met him. Rosie, you see him all the time during the football season.
I do.
You guys are very familiar with him.
I enjoy his company very much.
Your general take on PJ Fleck.
Well, honestly,
sure.
I think he came out here trying to do something. Look, when you're the head coach of the Minnesota Gophers, you got to do something different. But that truly, after being around the guy, that is who he is. He's a highly energized young man who does believe in the culture that he's trying to sell. He believes in a system that this is going to work for these guys. He's wise beyond his years in terms of his convictions to what he believes in. However you want to feel about him, he has a... There's no gray area when it comes to PJ, when it comes to that stuff. So I'm actually, and even seeing him in different social situations, he's engaged with your conversation. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm pushing my cards in on PJ for a while.
So you push your chips in. If you push your cards in, you're folding. Ben.
Correct.
sort of the same thing. I mean, he came in with a lot of energy and gusto, and I think he rubbed some people the wrong way, but I think after now we've been around him for many, many months. I like him. I like what he's selling. I think it resonates with the high schoolers, and that's what it's all about in college football.
Thank you.
I sort of like the fact that we haven't talked about him much this whole offseason. You know, when he got hired, it was like, holy cow, it was like the Tasmanian devil came through as far as a media storm.
And I like the fact that he's just kind of stepped away. And I don't know if that's intentional or what that is, but it kind of let everybody breathe a little bit. And now it's his business as usual.
My hunch is what you're about to hear from PJ Fleck in the interview the three of us had with him on Tuesday. These are
you
things
guys are friends of mine.
Right. Yeah, we're friends
you.
Now.
You these won't things, say that after this.
These are things you probably uh-oh. Did not know about PJ in your interactions. Because no right. offense, but you guys are kind of journalists. You
yeah,
guys
reporters.
Are legitimate.
So you went a different route.
No one we ask him questions routine. That we care about, not just sports-related stuff like you guys you. Are basically sure. required to for your jobs.
We got our fingers on the pulse.
Yeah, that's what you said to pulse. Me last night.
And now, it's time for a Power Trip press conference.
Coach Fleck, Corey Taylor, Power Trip Morning Show. I'm into MILFs. This is kind of my thing. Any advice on where I can pick up some chicks?
Like at a kid's birthday party.
Oh, I think...
There's got to be some available...
I think, wow.
Yeah,
chicks. Well, that's good.
There, I can dive into that. Eh?
Hey, Coach Fleck. Meat Sauce here. Hockey's really afraid that he got herpes over the weekend. He's yet to see sores on his crank, but his seeds constantly itch. What's the timeline for his crank to start looking like it's growing nerds candy?
It doesn't happen overnight.
Okay, thank you.
So you might be okay, Chris, or you're going to have to stress this thing out.
Thanks, Coach. You know, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show, you know, speaking of that, how I got herpes was a strip joint. You know, I know you work with kids a lot, but do you have a code word for when you want to go to the strip joint?
C-time and T-time.
Brilliant. Hey, PJ, what's the name of Kate Upton's bowling podcast?
The Pear and the Spare.
I don't listen. I need to listen to that.
I love bowling.
Me too.
Coach, Mark Rosen's really into man grooming. It's kind of his thing now. How much hair down there is too much?
77%.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot, Rose.
Well, that's Schwartz
not bad. All
that's,
of
not,
a sudden?
That's not bad.
That's not bad, Rose.
You know what? Coach, is completely off topic, and I apologize. Chris Hockey, Patrick Morning Show, PJ Fleck. This is stuck in my head. It's one of those things that gets stuck in my head. I can't. Remember, if you don't help me, I'm going to be stuck on this idea. There's a series of events that Jim Carrey was involved in. How would you describe them?
Unfortunate.
That's right.
PJ, you love claiming everything is elite, so I'm assuming it's fair to say you're elite when it comes to packing some heat?
It's over 40 inches.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
That's not even
doesn't
impressive.
Surprise me. Doesn't no. surprise
that's
me.
That's over 3 feet long. That's what like an elephant.
It doesn't surprise me.
That's disgusting.
Coach, me again. Meat sauce. If you can't, forget. If hockey could only watch one genre of porn for the rest of his life, what would be his first choice?
Seniors.
Okay.
Damn it!
Thank you, Coach.
Great point. Coach, thank you. I need to be delicate on this, but and you know about this, but I know there's kids around and we're in the press here. There's a gangbang scheduled. Right down the hallway.
Rosie here. Just ran out of the studio.
But the problem is, there's 6 dudes and 4 ladies. What can be done?
2 of those guys are going to have to merge.
That's a good option, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. That's why you're the expert. Thanks, Coach.
Dick. PJ, let's get the mind out of the gutter here. Let's just talk some music for a second. What's the best band of all time?
3-11.
That is the correct
answer. Oh, my God. Wow.
Well said, PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Coach.
I knew I liked you.
Meat sauce again. In 2 words, please describe Tommy Lee of Motley Crue.
He's thick.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
You know I'm going to go that route every time.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yep. Rosie's pissed.
I don't know if you know this or not about me, PJ, Chris Hockey, Patrick Morse. I am a poet, and I wrote my first poem in 3rd grade, and maybe... my best poem. I'm going to read it to you, and then I want you to give me your thoughts, okay? Spring has sprung, and life's begun. Spring is here because of the year. Your thoughts?
That's what the spring's about.
Thank you. Nice. No, he's right.
Yeah,
so right. Thank you so much.
That's deep.
PJ, as a father of 2 daughters, I constantly worry about this, and I know you have a daughter as well. Down the road, what kind of guy would you want your daughter to date?
Guys like OJ.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible.
Oh my God. Holy moly.
Coach, the guy that just asked you this question, if he found a genie, what would be his first wish?
1, 2, 3, 11, 17 guys.
Wow. Good for Corey.
You know him well, or you just met him?
Hey, can I go back one more thing? Look. Hey, Rosie's here. Hey, PJ, you know Rosie. When you look at him, what kind of porn do you think he likes?
Mature.
That's funny because it's true. last one for me.
You guys are dead.
And I apologize to any of you with kids in the car. Coach.
What do you mean in the car? We're sitting in front of PJ Fleck.
Yeah.
We're in his office, Paul.
No,
are you okay?
The people parked over there.
What does Hockey Sisters pimp say to all of her customers before they get it on?
Some of you will fit, some of you won't.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to let him end on that one.
Stopwatch is going to be pissed.
Who cares what
That's
he says?
That's a hell of a job. What'd you think of our, did you like our press conference?
You've never once asked him anything like that. Grimmer never goes down that
road. Never.
The music question we have, that one out of the 13 that you asked.
Interesting.
I think we've asked him his favorite music.
That's
not his answer. That's not his answer.
I just asked him. 3, 11.
You know what else he nailed?
Mature.
Yeah.
Mature guy.
He's got great taste in tunes.
He does. He rocks. Yeah.
That was. I'm sorry, I missed that news conference.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's not.
You walked up right at the end there.
I did. I will remember some of those questions.
Brilliant.
Yeah, the CNT was great.
Thank
that was
very,
very. That might be my best bit that you guys do.
That's pretty disgusting.
Really? Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. Aw,
bitch.
My God.
Wow. Excuse me.
Wow.
Scary Terry over there. It's a callback.
Oh, what a song.
Great song.
Oh yeah.
One final segment of nonsense after this with Ben Lieber and Mark Rosen.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
You're hungry? Food update with meat sauce after this on The Fan.
You know that I can use somebody.
The Fan.
Special congratulations to Mike from Nisswa, who won those tickets to see Metallica coming up this fall. If you didn't win those, maybe you're interested in these. Another pair of WWE Live tickets, Target Center tomorrow night, Road to WrestleMania. A pair of tickets gets you in the house, and then we're going to draw later today to see if you can upgrade these to floor seats and meet and greet passes. Call number 12 right now, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326.
Everybody, a little mother love boom for you this morning. This portion of the pageant brought to you by Cars for Kids. Thanks for tuning in. Mark Rosen's here, final time of the week. Ben Lieber here, final time of the week. Ben, you're going to be with me on Monday morning, AJ and I, right?
That's correct, yep.
Fantastic, thank you. We talked T.O. into coming in early as well, so.
Oh, nice.
It should be a fun show, because these two will still be in Vegas recovering.
Although I think we fly out, what, 10 o'clock Vegas time? Right, so we will be up and at 'em while you guys are on the air, so we can definitely call in and recap the drunken disaster that will be this weekend.
I can't believe you guys are going on a two-person road trip to Vegas.
This I would have gone by myself.
I know, but
man.
Road tripping.
Well, you know what I mean.
You know who would have been willing to go with me? PJ Fleck.
Really?
3, 11.
He loves him. Mm-hmm. Loves him.
Mm-hmm. When do you guys fly out again?
Tomorrow night.
Lucky.
So, Corey, when we were at that show at The Myth, there were a handful of guys that were trying to get a chant going for 311. And if it is legit, like if that's a 311 bit and it just didn't catch on there and it happens all weekend, it's going to annoy the crap out of him.
Oh, sure.
This PJ bit reminded me of it. The bit where they go 311, 3, 3, 11.
Now,
you
here's
nailed
the thing.
It.
11. I'm a negative person, but you guys make it seem like I'm the Wicked Witch of the West I go
that
in
would
public.
Annoy any of us.
Well, I'm going to have a good time because I'm going to be about .15. I'm going to be hammered. I'm going to be in Las Vegas. I'm going to be in flip-flops, shorts, and an NBA Jam t-shirt, and it's my paradise.
So I'm going. So basically, I'm going to 311 day with Dark Star.
Yes!
Yeah!
I'm not kidding.
You would have loved the weed.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm going to pack 3 pairs of Lululemon shorts, 3 pairs of undies, 4 NBA Jam t-shirts, because in case I need to, you know, it doesn't match my pants, and flip-flops. That's it. Oh, and a ton of cheese.
Well, just basically leave those clothes there, because you'll be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we'll be there in 2 weeks. So
just leave it in the closet.
Just leave it in Winjim's closet there, and he'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm doing it. But yeah, I will be relaxed, drunk, on my phone.
It's Friday.
And then just a normal weekend?
Another Friday.
Yeah.
Just a normal.
It'll be a Friday.
Yeah. It'll be great. Yeah.
With lots of wheels of cheese.
Wheels of cheese.
And we're not man cabaning.
No, we won't.
Is that
man cabaning?
Man cabaning.
Rosie and his attorney.
Why don't you want to cabana? Well, that's different.
Not with one dude, no way. Especially sauce.
I don't know, man. Cabanas are fun.
Yeah.
Backwards twins hat, NBA jam shirt, Lululemon shorts, and flip flops, and I'm going to be seen next
time.
Time
out. Greatest calves at the pool.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Worst hairline.
Probably the widest catch at the pool, too.
Yeah. No doubt.
Fine. Yeah.
You need to get some sun on those things.
Yeah, they are bad. By the way, why I was late? Abbott legitimately pissed.
Oh, stopwatch?
Yeah, he's mad.
About what?
I don't know. The thing we just did last segment.
He liked mine, he said. He called me and told me mine was good.
Oh.
What did he say to you?
He said, don't ever do that again. Oh. He won't say that to you, too.
No, he liked. He told me it was
no,
good
he respects
bit.
Us as broadcasters.
No, he thinks I'm a joke.
You guys asked legitimate questions.
Thank you,
Ben.
Thank
just
you,
a question.
Ben.
PJ didn't have to answer.
Thank you, Ben.
What does he know?
Hmm. Nothing.
3-11.
3-11.
I want PJ to come this weekend. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I love you, period. Hey,
call
do
back.
You love me? Question mark.
Yes. You guys, check this out. This is super gross. Hey, Rosie, you still with me?
I'm trying not to be.
He's checking out.
What's your problem?
Yeah, he's checked out for sure.
Checked out.
Hey, Rosie, check this out.
Yes, sir.
Walmart. Cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Family goes and they buy some cereal. Listen to this.
Layla, where were you back in February 1997?
I was not born yet. I'm only 11.
Looks like February 22nd, 1997. I had about 2 bites and that was it.
I just started eating and thinking, it just tastes funny. It must be okay.
I was like, Josiah, you're going to be really sick.
And we just grabbed this off the shelf and 21 years old.
That's right.
What the hell? What is this listening to?
They got a box of cereal from Walmart that was expiration date 1997.
That's disgusting. Sauce dates girls that are younger than that.
Damn right he do.
Wow.
Wait, is that right? Yeah, you do. It was Quaker cereal. They got it at Walmart in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Here's the best part, though, that's lost in that soundbite. She took a couple bites and was like, oh, my gosh. He ate the whole bowl.
It tastes funny,
but he ate
it's
the whole bowl.
Dry cereal, right? Is that what it was?
So what happens to the cereal?
Just
what
loses its flavor?
Yeah.
I don't
probably
know.
Probably just gets really stale.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I would think it would
be super
crumble.
1997.
Wow. Man, think of the great cereals that were around back then.
Oh, like Honey Nut Cheerios and Lucky Charms. Classics.
Not everything needs to be a smart-ass remark.
Yes, it does.
There's a lot of cereals that don't exist anymore.
Yeah, like the Spider-Man cereal that had the webs and the marshmallows, that cereal.
Does Honeycomb exist anymore?
Duh.
So we were cleaning out our fridge the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, my wife was.
Jeez.
I think she found something in the back of the fridge. It was like some sort of like condiment or something that was
gross.
Like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we've all been there, done that.
She's like, how in the heck have we not thrown this thing away in the last 4 years?
They hide.
Time flies when you're having fun.
We have a medicine cabinet in our kitchen, you know, where like we put the Tylenol and stuff like that. You would not believe how long some of that stuff's been in there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Hey, speaking of you saying just a moment ago, I didn't do it, my wife did it. Today's National Women's Day. How pissed are you, Rosie?
Rosie's leaving.
Yeah, he just left. He just kicked
the door.
Well,
they deserve
down.
Their own day for all.
Yeah, 1 out of 365.
For all the things they've done, such as.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say it.
No, let's
stop watching.
No,
mad.
I'm not going to say it.
Most impressive
I'm a champion
that women
of women's rights.
Have ever done. Give me
you
an
are.
Example.
You are.
Running for president?
But not winning. You want them to run and fail.
Well, I'm not going to go down the political part of it.
What else would you like to watch them fail at?
Hey.
Not want to watch them fail at anything.
Well, you just said running champion. For president, not winning president.
Well, popular vote, yes, but not going down that road.
Okay. What else do you think they should be allowed to do?
Broadcast NFL games. I'm a big Doris Burke fan.
Whoa!
What? What did I say?
You said the right thing.
Bro. I said I love Doris Burke.
Whoa!
What the hell? All sorts of things that they've accomplished in broadcasting, business,
Yeah, but the name
medicine.
Give me a percentage. Like, let's say Al Michaels. Let's say Al Michaels makes $10 million a year. Mm-hmm. What do you think Doris Burke should make?
$10 million a year. No, she not right now. She wouldn't need to make $10 million a year.
Like less than that. Definitely less than
Michaels. Oh, definitely less than that. Yeah.
Jeez, Rose. Who do you think makes more, Frank or Amelia?
I have no idea.
It's got to be Frank, right? By a good 30%.
I don't know. I don't. It's none of my damn business.
I like Amelia.
How are you going to celebrate nice National lady. Women's Day?
I know what Hockey and I are going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some of their best work.
Yeah, I am too. Not all of it. I'm going to try.
I said some.
Probably read the some biography.
Hustler
today.
Forums.
Come on.
Oh yeah, I'm gross.
Yeah, you know better than that. He writes those.
He's into mature porn.
Dear Hustler.
Mark, name five women you respect. Go.
I'm not going to play your stupid game.
You can't play a stupid game.
It's not a game.
You can't name five.
Michelle Obama, number one.
That's one.
Bam. Yes.
Over your mom?
There's like 3.5 billion other options.
Well, you just asked me. You know what? No matter what I say,
that's one. Name four more.
Okay. Taya Leone.
What?
What? She's a fine actress.
Are you on drugs?
She's a fine actress.
Yes. I'm not going to do any politicians because I'm going to get in trouble.
So easily.
Sure. Go ahead then.
Carrie Russell, Kate Upton.
Okay, see, there you go. Models, supermodels.
Professionals.
Yeah, I get
career women.
Yes, career women.
Sheryl Reeve.
I've got some.
I love Sheryl Reeve.
Lisa Ann. Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Hey,
what a story.
Here's an idea that I can't believe they hadn't thought of already, but it makes perfect sense to me. Coca-Cola just announced they're launching a new alcoholic drink in Japan.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Just use it as a mixer. What? I don't know if this is a smart play for Coke.
If you're Coke and you can go ahead and make your own rum and Cokes and bottle and sell it, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a really good point, Hoggs.
Right? No?
I don't know.
Yeah. Rum and Coke whales every once in a while. I'm just saying.
I don't know if that's going to work in this country, though.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will. We like to drink.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Yeah. Counting down the hours.
Yep. Ben, your thoughts on prepackaged things like rum and Cokes?
I wouldn't go for it, but I can see how it... I do see how people would buy it for like tailgates and
the convenience
things. Yeah,
factor.
The convenience factor.
Yeah, maybe.
It would have a niche market. I don't think it'd be like a big thing.
I'm forgetting that we're lazy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like a bottled Arnie Palmer or a Mike's Hard Lemonade. If you don't care, just take a step out.
There's the drinker in the room.
Yeah. But
it's like
an Arnie
Palmer or a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I'm just saying, Tahitian tea. You're basically saying that people will mix their own. Well, if they mix it for them, it's there.
Yeah, no.
My guess is that a pre-mixed rum and Coke that was just not going to be as good as...
Yeah, because
doesn't somebody sell G&Ts out of the gun?
Yeah, but... They're way better when you make them because you make them like 90-10.
Well, yeah,
like Hockey's hairstyle.
Yeah, what's going to happen is you're going to pour out the premix and you're like, that's way too much Coke.
Right.
Like Corey always says on Saturday nights, that's not strong enough. That didn't backfire.
Yeah.
I
don't know anymore.
Yeah, he's just firing bullets because there's 4 minutes left in the show and he wants to go out on a high note. Mm. No big deal.
But you're here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, physically.
Yeah.
No, he's already mailed it.
Think about this the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Tomorrow, Kevin McDermott, long snapper for the Minnesota Vikings, makes his initials debut.
I have a feeling he's going to do very well.
Yeah. And then
he's a relatively bright guy.
Then Monday the 19th. Team Schuster squaring off against themselves on a Monday morning.
That's the entire
curling team will play initials on a Monday.
Here.
And then, Anchorage, Alaska.
And then the 23rd, when we're in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
Hawk.
Yeah.
AJ.
Yeah.
Sauce.
Yep.
And the return of Mark Rosen.
Can't wait. Playing initials in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. I wish it was now, and I really mean that.
Yeah.
I wish it was.
Tell me about it.
Ben, you're here on the 19th, right? When the curling guys are in?
Yeah, I was just checking my calendar.
Sweet.
I'm around.
Yeah, we're going curling with them after the show, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Clear your schedule the rest of the 19th so you can come curling.
I cannot commit right now, but I will think about that. Clear your schedule.
I had a doctor's appointment. That's out.
Yeah.
Got to get my physical done before the month.
I'll get that thing burned off later.
Yeah,
it's not going to grow any bigger.
Yeah. I'll take care of it. Hey, by the way, before we go, I want to remind everybody, our buddy The Mountain broke the new world record for deadlift at like 1,064 pounds. If you want to watch him do it, go on the Power Trip page at KFN.com right now.
He did it easily, too.
He wasn't like the other guy who, again, if you haven't seen it, his face bled as he was trying to lift.
Oh, it was gross.
It was like... something out of The Exorcist.
No, it was
I'm not weird, right. You're man. Right. Weird.
No, thank you. Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Friday, March 16th from 2 to 4 p.m., you're going to be doing Swishes with Sauce.
I am.
Mystic Lake Ballroom. You can watch College Hoops Tournament on the big screens and put your basketball skills to the test.
Ooh.
On the Mystic Lake Sport Court against the one and only Meat Sauce. That's man. Sweet, man.
Thank you. I love it. I can't wait.
You know, it's weird because I know you guys are into March Madness and stuff, and I admit it's not my thing.
You pick 16 seeds to win.
It's gambling.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to party. But the thing about March Madness, I think, is unlike any other sport. Like, nobody pays attention to the regular season at all
right.
in college football.
No, you're right. No one does.
Nobody does. Yeah. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, yeah, it's March. College basketball. Sure, let's go.
And they all think they're experts. That's why the people who pick the mascots or the color of the uniforms end up winning the office pool.
Right, yeah. Mark, some woman...
Well,
you probably win.
Oh, yeah. What's your problem?
I would absolutely trust a woman to pick my bracket. In fact, anyone wants to volunteer?
My God,
go right ahead. Because
like we're forcing him to say that.
Mark, you know what?
It does.
You know
what is wrong with that?
Trusting a woman to pick your bracket. You know what we call that?
What's that?
It's progress, my friend.
Yeah, look at you.
That's the kind of progress.
Look at you.
That's
the kind of progress that started with Rosa Parks and ends up in talking about March Madness.
I remember,
that's the way this country's going.
As of 3 or 4 years ago, I remember saying, Mark, why don't you have some gal fill it out? And you're like, absolutely not.
Hell no.
Get your hands off my pen.
Listen, everybody watch out. Listen. There's a glass ceiling. You popped through it, Rosie.
How did I get pegged into this Archie Bunker-ish?
You know how fast Mark would have that ceiling renovated if somebody actually broke the glass ceiling?
Save that repair.
Yeah. Fix that ceiling.
They're sneaking through.
Oh, God.
One of them's making 85% of what I make.
What the hell?
The hell?
Send her back down. I will not stand for this.
Oh, National Women's Day, everybody.
You have issues.
Hold on 1 second. We can sign people on Monday, right?
No,
you can talk on Monday.
Oh. Is there a chance we can sign them Monday?
No.
It could leak Monday.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Mm.
If they agree, they can both say at that point. I think they just have to. It's like the NBA trades or signings where they do all this stuff and it doesn't get become
official.
Percent
chance
until...
that'll happen on Monday.
100.
Mm,
no, because I think that'll go back to like the tampering bit.
It's almost close to a done deal. Now they're just going through the charade.
Boy, it better be. If it's not, you guys nailed it earlier. How disappointed will this city be?
Oh. Pissed.
Oh my gosh.
This city will be devastated because they don't want Case back. Basically,
a lot of people do. You know, that's not true.
Stop yelling. I'm not a woman. Don't yell at me.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Oh, I was gonna...
Now that's going out on a high
There's
note.
His mic shot.
I would
There's
say something.
Mic drop. Just turn your mic off. Turn it off. There you go. Yeah. Headphones off. Leave.
Yep. Anyway, ladies, most of us here absolutely respect you. Can't talk for all of us on the Power Trip Morning Show. Most of us really, really think you're amazing.
I'm at the top of that
Stay
list.
Out of this,
yeah, you
Mark.
Know what? Let me say this as we go out on a true high note. Make every day Women's Day.
Absolutely.
Mark tries to. Ben, thanks for your time. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, have a great weekend, man.
We will. Kevin McDermott, long snapper for the Vikings, plays initials tomorrow at 8:15. Be here 5:30 to 9. See ya.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.